Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we stay jerking over here on our end.
Welcome, all you wonderful people out there, man. This is Chop Only Radio, Back to Business 77, your number one jerking portal on the internet. You dig? Hey, first of all, big shout out, man, to everybody, man, that been hitting them links, that been checking out the shows, the interview sessions, man, been going through there, replaying the interview sessions, showing the people that we brought on some love, man. Hey, much salute to y'all, everybody that's calling in on the phone line and hitting the links and tuning in online, man. We appreciate y'all. Y'all are making a difference and you assisting in the growth, man, so we owe a lot to y'all as well. As you know, man, we put it out there, share a 29-second clip from the radio player, man, of the show on our Chop on the Radio page, network page on Facebook. You can find that player on there. Share that 29-second clip of your song playing, and you had the opportunity to be the first song played aired on the show. Dallas Tuck T did that. Let's go.
Man, we in the goddamn business, nigga. Big business. Know what's going on, nigga. Hello, Mello is on, nigga.
Yeah. That's a thing. Sneaky Nicky Kid. The Sneaky Nicky Kid. Trying to get even. Sneaky Nicky Kid.
Don't bowl on the beat.
Sneaky Nicky Kid. Sneaky Nicky Kid. Sneaky Nicky Kid. Sneaky Nicky Kid. Sneaky Nicky Kid.
Right cheek, big old booty, got me big old booty.
right cheek, girl, let me see you bend over and twerk fast. Bend over, touch your toes, girl. Pop the booty like you in yoga class. Bend over, let me see that big old round booty, that round ass. Like a chocolate cone, like vanilla cone. You know I like to throw money fast. I throw it first and we throw it last. Get this bitch, we on the grind. On the grind, trying to grind on your booty. Yeah, girl, she was on your mind. Oh, I want some head, I want some dough, I want some grind. Whatever you call it, I'm super deep. I'm super weak, I'm super loaded like a Draco. I'm shooting loaded like a Draco at the gun range and I see ya. That big old booty got me shooting money off to the float to the ceiling. I'm super geek, I'm super weak. Goddamn, girl, you super thick. I see you all in this bitch. Now I'm super geek. Left cheek, right cheek, throw the ass on you a real quick. Left cheek, right cheek, throw the ass on you a real quick. Throw the ass on you a real quick. Throw the ass on you a real quick. Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. That big old booty got me sticky. That big old booty got me sticky. Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. That big old booty got me sticky. That big old booty got me sticky. Left cheek. Right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Work that ass, I'm a super geek. Yeah, I like girls who like girls. Yeah, I'm a super freak. So make your girl do the twirly twirl. Make your booty, put your hands on your knees and twerk that ass. Yeah, I know you want some money. I'm a big curve, I like some big thick, super thick. Yo, call me nothing, I'm shining, ho. I'm bright, bitch, I'm shining like a light pole, ho. I grab your ass, I smack your ass. I give it to you how you want me. Get it and go. All on, work on the flow. Yeah, yeah, work on the flow. Yeah, yeah, maybe throw some money. Maybe throw some dough. Maybe throw some cash. Bend over, girl. Twerk it in, man. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. Let me drive fast. You can see your ass. Maybe throw some dough. Maybe throw some cash. Bend over, girl. Twerk it in, man. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. Throw the ass on you a real quick. Left cheek. Right cheek, throw the ass on your real quick. Throw the ass on your real quick. Throw the ass on your real quick. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. The big old booty got me sticky. The big old booty got me sticky. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek. The big old booty got me sticky. The big old booty got me sticky. Left cheek, right cheek. Left cheek, right cheek.
When you put it out there, man, you supposed to stand on it. You dig? Big shout out Dallas Chuck P. Yeah, straight like that, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033 size C. That's me, and that's located in the Gee. You know what I'm talking about? We getting ready to get it in tonight, man. We got the far, the only crown jerking playlist on the internet, man. Every radio show got playlists. They got far songs, all of that, man. They lit and all of that. Cool, man. Salute out to all them boys and all them women out there jerking and doing their thing, right? But we got the only crown jerking playlist on the entire damn internet, man. You did? So we're going to give it to you, man. But first, man, we got to go ahead and hop into 85, man. That's the Chevy Silverado, right? Big boy up under the hood. We got to go ahead and let these pipes speak a little bit and ride through Femo Nation. Mm-hmm. Let's get
jerking over on our end. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Keep it.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my cutter chick. Pocket chains, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style. Like,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle. House of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold. Like that other cut flow. From years of endo. Outdo and hydro. I'm zoning right now. And I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug. Just to bust a couple. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
You know, man, some people just mad, man, at how you move. It ain't the fact that really so much of how you move. It's the fact that how you move and the blessings that come your way and the opportunity come your way and you get them. A lot of folks don't understand, man, why the way you move can bring that and you ain't moving like how they move. You're moving your own way. So I salute everybody out there, man, that's grinding, gritting, trying, man, fighting, pushing themselves, whatever it is, man, that they doing, trying to get there and showing love while they do it. Femo Nation, man, let's turn this level up so we can get it going. We got to set the vibe for the show, man. We're going to take a ride through the playlist, man. Y'all know sometimes, man, we like to come on, show a lot of love to a lot of the artists that submitted their music, but we got a hell of a top session that's going down tonight, baby. So Femo Nation. We up, man. Let's go.
Everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, world so cold, they gon' say a last throw, that's a hundred.
Yeah.
Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, all the money, they just gon' let go. The man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, this world so cold, they gon' say a last throw, that's a hundred.
Yeah.
Ain't too many niggas out here real no more.
That I have the right to remain silent, no talking. Cause I'd rather make all of my moves in silence. And I know cause I look like this, they wanna come for me. I pray to God they don't try me. Cause none of these niggas out here in these streets know the evil that's locked up inside me. Yeah, I keep the nigga caged up in there for a reason. Cause the only way to subside is rage is I gotta be out here feasting. That's the reason I can stand and miss out another season. So I stay loyal to myself, can't tell them myself. If I do it in myself, that's treason. And I know, I know, I know. I know, I know, I know. Happy niggas ain't who they claim to be. But no matter what, out in these streets, I still remain a G. So man, everybody act like they want it. But when the truth be told, the world's so far.
Too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, all the money, they done sold their soul.
Jumpman showing like joy. Sold your soul for a little bit of money. For the deal, pussy, you ain't had nothing. Nothing like me, keep getting to the money.
And I'm fishing right off of the land. Business is good with this money in hand.
I ain't selling my soul. The fact that you hate me, I know that I'm on. Ain't no surprise, first time to fold. The road to riches get lonely and cold. Winning off sinning, Lord, please save my soul. Which way to go, like I'm losing control. Stick to the code and I find my way home. A rack full of snakes, it's so fake and so phony. Destined for great, I know that it's coming. Get in my way, bitch, it's gonna be some trouble. On my own 10, raising the struggle. Family first, nothing above it. Watching my back, I know I can't trust to keep it silent, fuck a discussion. All these niggas, they talking and tripping, but I tell them niggas it's nothing.
So man, everybody act like they want it, but when the truth be told, the world's so cold, so say LA told us 100.
Yeah.
Ain't too many niggas out here real no more.
No more.
Just for the love, for the money, that's all they told.
So
man, everybody act like they want it. Too many niggas out here real no more.
No more, no more, no more. No more.
For the love, for the money, that the soul ain't broke.
Big shouts out to the 918, man. Big shouts out to 316, you dig. I see y'all off in here, man. We're going to get to some of y'all, too, man. One of the first 918 numbers jumped on the line. Last four digits, 6982. We see you. We got you. Salute. We're going to check in with you, too, here in just a minute. Let's work.
Perfect diva with a face like Aaliyah, a body like a goddess and a booty like a stripper. Nobody fucking with her hands down. I'm gon' call, tell her that I need her. We can get drunk, smoke weed, let's meet up. Anything you want, girl, I'm just trying to please ya. I just wanna tease ya. Down low, make you get high. I know all of your spots, and I won't stop. Don't stop, so I don't stop. She like it rough, you're riding on top. Show me how your body moves. Do I need to take it slow? Try to let them say no, so I can do it again. They gotta ask. She knows, she knows, she knows.
me. I like your body on top of me. You fulfill my every fantasy.
Big shout out, man, the Kia Soul, and big shout out TF500. Y'all know we introduced it to the playlist, man, a few shows back. We got up, man. We're going to show us some love, man. A lot of people was feeling that. A lot of people said that was jerking, man. So y'all already know what we're going to do, man. We're going to try to make it the opportunity to grow a little bit more. So go ahead and see if we can get on, do an interview session, man, and do a chop session with her, you dig? So this is TF500. Also, man, big shout out, man. Hey, you know what I mean? You really don't. I'll be on the radio, so I'll be pushing this type stuff and doing other things, man. But also, you know, I have made music in the past and that type stuff. But when you get people that be like, hey, man, you remember this song? Man, I got you, famo. So I done dug deep off in the vault. You feel me? It took me a while to find it for you, famo, but I found it for you. And I'm going to get it to you, man. I forgot I even made a damn song, but I got you, famo. We're going to spin that here in a minute, man. But I got to show TF500. We got to show her some love, man. So this is that. Yes, indeed. We turning up, man. Let's go.
Head to the top, yes indeed, yes indeed, bag full of money, yes indeed, don't give a f- yes indeed, yes indeed, yes indeed, yes indeed. Head to the top, yes indeed, yes indeed. Yes, indeed.
Head to the top. Yes, indeed.
Number I called out, man. Y'all call back in. Your phone number drop, man. Call back in to the show. I'm going to get you up on her, man, so I can show you some love, man, and appreciate you for tuning in, hey, even if it was for a little bit. Now, famo, man, the guy at me, man, hey, y'all know, you get at me, you ask me to spin it, I'm going to spin it, man. Anything inside the Top on the Radio playlist, man, the Top on the Radio vote, any music that we got inside our vote, if you want it played during the show, anything like that, man, all you got to do is reach out. You dig, and I got you, man. So appreciate all the listeners and appreciate the real ones and the true ones, man. They be really rocking, you dig? So, Famo, I got you, man. I got you. See, but I be having to pray, Famo. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I be having to pray because that's how, you know, man, some of my old shit, I was a point in time I was in the real. You know, everybody go through certain shit in their life. You know what I mean? And you be in certain periods of your life. You know what I'm talking about? And that's where that came from, man. But here it is, man. I got you.
Shout out to Miss Erica, was on the Fuel and Hound show last night.
Big and shout out Big Dallas Chuck T. Big Dallas Chuck T
Big
was on the show last night.
Jersey.
You know what I mean?
Jersey.
So, yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's that dirty, man. In case y'all don't know, man, make sure y'all go subscribe to my famo show, man. That shit dirty over that way. The School of Hound show. I'm trying to tell you, man, get with it. You dig? Rinse off records, man. Stop playing. Y'all going to learn soon enough than later. Famo, you got some more news, man. I know you got some shit that's been dropping, man. I've been seeing the promo. Go ahead, fill us in, man.
Hey, yeah, man, I'm having some issues with distributors right now, but it should drop any time now. But, you know, me
okay.
and my homeboy from Sumter, South Carolina, we put out We Need All the Money, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
Shit, man, I'm just waiting on it, you know what I mean? I haven't recorded a record since 2020, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that
yeah.
was the COVID
right.
time. So it's really like
yeah.
19, really. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, you know, it's 2022. Fuck it. I'm back in the booth. I'm still on my executive shit. I'm still running with the Famo Nation, the motherfucking mob. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
Straight
still
up,
in the motherfucking
man.
Building. I'm back in the booth, man. I'm super excited about it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's what's up, man. You got me excited, Famo. You know, I love hearing that type
yeah.
stuff, man. That working in that turkey, man. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And I know everything out that way, man. Like I said, I know you stay jerking, you stay on it, man. So I know you're going to keep us updated on it because I'm definitely, man, man. You know, we're going to show our love and show our support. But it's good to hear you, man. You feel me with that energy, man, and set on that path because I know you, man, anything you say you're going to do, you get it done and you do that shit, man. So big shout out to you.
I don't fuck around, man.
Nah, I already know.
So we had a we had a meeting call with my team earlier with with my people, you know, we looking at Interscope, we looking at Epic, we looking at a couple labels, you know what I'm saying? Looking at a Motown.
Mm.
You know, so they like, you know, we need to do this and do this. So I'm like, shit, like okay, like okay, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, 2022 gonna be something different, man.
Yeah,
for
man,
the whole,
I feel it, man.
You know what I'm saying? For the whole family,
yeah.
One thought.
Yeah, I feel it, man. I feel it because it's a lot of things in works, man. Like I said, man, I had put out a post. Only thing, man, in my vision, you know what I mean, from that point on, man, I ain't seeing nothing, man, but, you know what I mean, motivation, inspiration, and reciprocating energy from people and things we do, man, and that's all you can focus on. You did focus on all that other stuff, man. Hey, you know what I mean? If we did take our time out to do that, we're going to leave that in 2021. 2022, man, that's the vision, man. Y'all heard Schooler come on and just slap you upside the head with some more energy information, man, that's moving forward. That shit jerky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That shit jerky, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Big shots out, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down.
Hell yeah.
And waiting
to see what Famo put out, you know what I'm saying, and see how the avenue work out for you, man. I'm excited to see it, man. I'm glad, you know, I'm looking forward to being
man.
A part of it, man. Shit gonna be tight.
And I gotta say, man, big shouts out to Branch Off Records, man. School and the Branch Off Records, man. Famo blessed us with an opportunity that we gonna come out and do our thing with, man. So you know what I mean. We getting ready to go ahead, be able to put it out there publicly. You feel me? We done told y'all a little bit here and there, but it's getting ready to go down. Oh, we've been working behind the scenes, man. We've been working.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of cooking going on.
I've been waiting on you. Man, I left the show last night. Usually when I leave the show, I'm like, shit. You know, when I leave that show, I always tap in with, you know, Chop on it. Y'all wasn't on last
right,
night. I was
right.
like, damn, they ain't doing tonight. Word.
Yeah, it's straight up. And we got some people that told me, man, they're going to be falling in tonight around 9. They're going to be falling in late. But you know how we do it, man. We're going to get it in. We're going to chop it, man. We're going to spin some music. Big shouts out, Branch Off Records, man. If y'all don't know, man, that's family. That's Famo for sure. Ain't no other way, you dig. So, Famo, we got to do it right, man.
We got to do it right. We sitting on all of this heat over here, right? Check this out. This is what we got. This is how we going to do it right here, famo. Sit back, relax. This is what we going to do.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. It's School of School of the Branch of Brooklyn, straight out of Brunswick County, North Carolina. City World, Turkey Trap Road, stand up. Y'all already know we getting down. Chop on the radio, famo nation, we in a building. Holla at me from the Midwest to the South, you dig?
Stuck in quarantine and it ain't nowhere to go at.
Nope.
I come from the hood where that good gas smoke at. Piling up this money cause you know that we gon' throw that. Little bitties out here acting silly, telling where to blow it. Stuck in quarantine and it ain't nowhere to go at. I come from the hood where that good gas smoke at. Piling up this money cause you know that we gon' throw that. Little bitties out here acting silly, telling where to blow it. They just wanna get them on the floor, watch them throw that.
Watch
somebody smack them on the ass while they moving.
While they moving.
I don't talk much, I just much rather prove it. Throwing up them dollars, watching pretty bodies proving. My whole team stacked up, ain't nobody robbing, losing. Big ass blowing when we pull up in the city. Millennium and now down to the city lady. Real thugs, trip plus bad, riding with me.
What?
Do something, nigga, if you don't want a problem. Cars think of make a thing, still out here from Harlem. Shorty got some mud chance like you wouldn't borrow some. And she got an accent like she came from Boston. Thought that I was done, I just came back to Charlton. I don't see a lot of bite, I hear a lot of barking. But you pull back and look at city like they caused it. I'm a different nigga, I'm the one in the market. Stuck in quarantine and it ain't nowhere to go at. I come from the hood where that good gas smoke at. Piling up this money cause you know that we gon' throw that. Little bitties out here acting silly, telling where to blow it. Stuck in quarantine and it ain't nowhere to go at.
Huh?
I come from the hood where that good gas smoke at. Piling up this money cause you know that we gon' throw that. Little bitties out here acting silly, telling where to blow it.
Fabo, you know we heard a K over here, man. Let's max out.
Rolling up blunts back to back, nigga. I got my homies and they don't know how to act, nigga. Slow attack, yeah, I'm about to show my ass, nigga. Roll up that gas, then we break out that cash, nigga. You know we get it started when we hit the party. Bad bitches twerking, trying to see who goes hardest. I'm in my bag, nigga, about to pop a couple bottles. I'm in the cut, main chick, looking like a model. Take me a drink, then we getting litty. Got some pretty bitches twerking, showing off their titties. Other chicks on the sideline, yeah, they steady kissing. By the end of the night, me and them gonna be missing like
turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Down.
A lot of bad bitches throwing
ass around.
A lot of big blunts being passed around. Light this bitch up, tell the motherfucker
back
now. Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning
down.
As I gotta smoke up,
I brought my niggas from the Grove, so we loaded up. Red rags with me too when I show up. Haters main mud, but guess what? They don't know what. Plenty smoke, plenty drink, so we getting lit. These little guppies trying to hang with the big fish. My little niggas in the cut, they some misfits. Light this bitch up if a nigga try to trip.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't
turn it down.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't turn it down.
Turn
up, nigga, we ain't turn it down. Light this bitch up, tell the motherfuckers.
Honesty, dig money, you weak. Come and talk to me, I wanna know you like Jodeci. Look inside my eyes while you up inside the room. You
turning all the way up, don't you turn down. About a third round of sun coming up now. Roll another blunt so we can get gassed out. Fuck her so good, baby girl, she done passed out. And we gon' keep blowing up, cause the night young. Girls having fun, getting drunk, sticking out their tongue. Homies on the floor, hitting that two-step. While these young dudes throwing all the sets that they rip. And I'm in the cut chilling, looking just like a me and trying to get a good girl to come home with a feeling. So I turn up to the max, like the knob just broke. Do your thing, baby girl, till you can't no more. It's time to really get loose, you throw it and I'ma catch it. I'ma hit you with a stick, like my name over. Time to knock it out the park like a play for the brave. Shorty grinding on me like she be riding away.
Turn up, nigga, we ain't
turning
down. A lot of bad bitches throwing out the ride. A lot of big blunts been passing around. Light this bitch up till the motherfucker passing out. Turn up, nigga, we ain't turning down.
Go check the Femos out, man. BrentsOffRecords.com, man. Y'all stop playing. Femo in my inbox and said, man, go in. You want me to go in, Femo? You want me to turn it up a little bit, man? You want me to turn it a little bit? I know you over there sipping and drinking, man. I got you. Let's turn it up a little bit.
DJ Rumble on the track, baby. Tulane Change tonight, train the brand. Know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
Smoke some.
Wait a minute.
We did it. Two lanes a night train, man. We blowing them to spinach. Your girl get them, did it. So I hit it and I quit it, man. That whole pussy tight like my tissue brain is fitted. I get them off you wet like my flow when I spin it. Beat it like so something. Now I'm rolling corner, bending in the winners with a syndicate of smoke. And we're sipping on the thick purple liquid. I'm voice switch town. But I'm repping D-Town, Oak Cliff, to be specific. Killer noise in Hampton, Keystone, folks. So don't clown or get it twisted. I get your name went down on the hit list. I promise and I guarantee you my hitters don't miss. And if I heard you right, you talking that shit. You starting to diss. But wait a minute, if you can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen, player. Don't start what you can't finish. Motherfucker, quit your bitching if you wanna scratch, cause you got a niche. But you ain't stopping me from my mission, so you can keep on wishing that you should listen. Live and pay attention or you gon' miss it. Oh, and just in case I fail to mention, it's 19 after 4 o'clock on my watch. Hey, this so wait a minute.
Hold up. Like the homie Pimp C say. Smoke some, bitch.
Wait a minute, yeah. We smoking live, yeah. We in this club trying to fuck with smoke. You got that pussy vibe.
Y'all got me in my evil ways and now I'ma go hard. Shine like a light, but deep down in my heart I feel so dark. This music I go in the worst way, I feel like a Mozart. I'm about to evilly rap these niggas out of their heart. Honestly, these local rappers do not really go hard. I'm starving some industry artists, it's not on my radar.
If you sold your soul to the devil, then know you are no genius. This shit deep down in my soul, I'm a musical, your genius. I gotta get through my head, ain't no threat, I'm my own nemesis. I am the monster, they feel, don't be scared, all my music is insidious. Might just be the one that rebirthed the death of Mozart. Y'all got me in my evil ways and now I'ma go hard. Shine like a light, but deep down in my heart I feel so dark. Deep music I go in the worst way, I feel like a Mozart. A Mozart.
Mozart.
High block, finest, you might take the time to rewind this. This bullshit that I spit is timeless. Google Maps can't find us, access restricted. Call me your highness, I'm Mozart, I'm gifted. This shit gets ridiculousness. I'm killing these rappers, don't leave no witnesses. Motivation is greatness, my PSA so focused. My grind is enormous, you hating niggas is hopeless. Catch my shit on TV, but
I might just be the one that rebirthed the death of Mozart. Y'all got me in my evil ways and now I'ma go hard. Shine like a light, but deep down in my heart I feel so dark. The music I go in the worst way, I feel like a Mozart.
Check out all the jerkaholics out there. Man, this is Club Chop Foley, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. Let's go.
Man, try to understand me. Stand up with me. Man, live with me. Plan what? What you need a man for? Try to understand me. Understand us, everybody in here. Lift your bands up, baby, tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was. You will be what you need.
need a man for an act, tryna understand me, understand her. Everybody in here, flipping bands up, baby tryna live with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me. What you need a man for, 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 you and me, you and me, baby, what you need a man for.
Look, I fell in love with that nightlight. Got a couple hoochies with sweet pussy for the right price. Ain't college for her masters, but became a trapper. You really want their bands, but move a little faster. Don't stress about no ass, cause little booties matter. Do you know how to finesse? Just play it like it's chess. Put some D's around her neck and make the pussy wet. Sound like Cat's dog, she the one who said that's the best.
The best.
Couple Percocets just for the right price. Roll a couple woods and get your mind right. Don't reach for my chain, you will get left under that nightlight. Always play for keeps, talking cheap, but don't get blind by it. Got blisters on my hands from gripping the wheel. The Jakes follow his steps cause he live by the steel. I'm choking on this wood, sipping Patti LaBelle. I was about to turn it up, you got safe for the bell.
Tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for, what you need a man for, what you need a man for. What you need a man for? You and me, you and me, baby, me. What you need a man for?
What you need a man for is what you always ask him. I've been thinking the same, you need designer fashion. You wanna be my queen, you like Alexander? I'ma shoot my shot, don't care if them hands up. That boy doing bad, he ain't got his bands up. Outside all day, he ain't got no income. Simple minus five, it's time to change it. Baby, I'm outside, I just parked the Brinks truck. Yeah, why would you worry now? I could change your life from that thundercloud. Put smiles on your face, you was wearing frowns. Big dog in your life, come and run it down.
Tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, tryna understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, what you need a man for. What you need a man for? You and me, you and me, baby, you and me. What you
forget
need a
about your man. You just need a nigga with some bands that can take you out and fuck you in the Benz. Fucking with the boss, little baby trying to win. I just put away a 100, what's 10 times 10? I got the top down, dress blowing in the wind. I'm ballin' in this bitch, don't make me say that shit again. Thank God a nigga blessed, dressed to impress. Blow a bag of Neiman Marcus on the regular. I'm fresh, no sweat, no stress. That's why I run a full court press. When I see that little pussy, I'ma flex. Got a nigga like yes, especially when she come up out that dress. When I put it in, she feel it in the chest. I can move you out the project and put you on the hill. How you walk around the house wearing nothing but your heels. Forget about your man. You just need a nigga with some bands that can take you out and fuck you in the Benz. I'ma tell you what's real.
Me. Understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. Ayy, try to understand me, understand us, everybody in here. Lifting bands up, baby tryna leave with me. I knew what the plan was, you and me, what you need a man for. What you need a man for, what you need a man for.
What you need a man for,
what you need a man for. You and me, baby, you and me, what you need a man for.
Femo Schooler Schooler, man. Bring your Femo Schooler Schooler, man. They said, man, they, you know, I got people, man, that hit me up, man. They hit me up for the past couple of days, you know, just like you. They noticed we didn't go do the show. But they said, man, they be wanting to hear some music, man. They said, you know, I had Femo hit me in. Was like, go. Hit me on inbox, like, go in. You know what I mean? My homegirl, like, shit, she trying to, you know, she relaxing, chilling. She want to hear some music, man. So should we sauce them up, man? They asking for the music. We done gave them some music. Should we sauce them up a little bit more?
Man, sauce them up, man. Stop playing. Stop playing, Famo.
Stop playing, Famo. You know, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to take them on a ride, man. Let's go on here. We're going to take them on a ride. Let's get it.
I knew you were the one for me. For you, I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you find me. That's why you got that ring.
Baby, show me why she worth it, cause she hurt. The way she talking to me got me thinking about murder. She been broke with kissing whole time, her body glisten. And baby real smart too, she can teach and position. Talking on smart shit, I'm blowing back, listen. Sitting there half naked, we chopping on the mission. We thinking about the diss and how she sliding with the miss. Baby got a good education and a game plan. I'm with the sisters, like a real OG, man. Smoke was in the air, I'm rubbing on the body and playing with her hair. It don't matter what go down, she always gonna be there. Told me baby we can get it, make love and handle business. Eat the soldier with her, and she gon' stay committed. She don't care what's happening, the mothers they can't have me. We ain't got no kids, but sometimes she call me pappy. She love to bend it over, yell back, slap it, daddy.
I knew you were the one for me.
Just for me, and our chemistry seems to be meant to be. Let's take a ride, take a trip, relax back, let our minds flip. I'm digging you, you digging me, it's way past just sexually. I'm feeling you, getting into you, I can see myself coming home to you. A wife, a queen, no, I don't see in between. A life, a partner, let's create a team. Loyalties with loyalties, we can build our dreams. I've been there, I done that. I'm here, girl, and I ain't with that. I'm a king, baby, need a queen, baby. I ain't got no time for playing jack. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that.
I knew you were the one for me.
Compact 22 LR. I'm on my Glock 45 full size, Glock 46 compact, Glock 47 Jeep 45, Glock 48 1.5 stack full size. That's what they are. I want my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. Pick a tiny rail, 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 pick a ti
Petty Murphy, big shout out to the Famo Nation, man. We chop on the radio team as well. YL Dallas, man. Jack D Official, we getting it in. Do what we got to do, man. It's a lot of things jerking over here, man. A lot of people say they want to hear some music, so we going to give you some music, man. We got something for you. Want me to switch you over to another little tone? We're going to go a different direction. Okay, baby, we got you. We're going to go a different direction. Let's rock.
Better than you'll ever know. In case you don't know, no one can let
After Rachel Kerr, let's go ahead and bring on Schooler. Let's check back in with Petty Murphy. Petty Murphy, what's going on with you, Femo?
Not much, Femo. Just basically just handling business. Don't worry. When we get to who's going to get the smoke, we're going to save that for the closing of the show, because I got to give out the smoke to a lot of these motherfuckers that have been talking a lot of shit. And I know we talked about it last week when they said that we didn't do what we said we've been did in Wichita. Well, I have something that I'm going to have to say, but right now I got to get my thoughts together, because something happened the last 24 hours where my Facebook was hacked. So we're going to get into that. So I'm going to let you do your thing and keep it jerking until they want the smoke. Because business is booming. I'm going to get out the smoke later on.
Straight up. So I'm going to come here ready, locked and loaded. You dig? And you know, like I said, man, you feel me? Hey, man, anybody out there, welcome to call in 319-527-6057. You know what I'm talking about? And I feel like, man, now, you know what I mean? As long as we've been doing this, man, and just even just communicating with people and others and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people still send subliminals and shots like that, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, you feel me? But I feel like, you know what I mean, if you got something you want to get off your chest, it ain't got to be directed towards me or, you know, none of us. If you feel like something you just want to get off and release, you know, sometimes, man, we'll allow you to call in and you can, you know what I mean, pop your shit, get it off your chest, release, talk about your boss or whatever. You better hope he ain't listening to the show. But you can do that, man. You feel me? And that's what we allow, a platform, man, a voice for the people. Come on and express themselves if they have to. It ain't always all about music and stuff. The music, like I said, is the extras. You dig? So big shout out, man, to everybody. And also, man, I got to say this real quick. Man, y'all make sure you get your audio drops in too, man. Send your audio drops in. You can go to the studio and do your audio drop in the studio if you want to and send it like that. Or you can jump in the audio and you can jump in the messenger on Facebook. You can jump in the messenger, hit that microphone. We got a drop script, right? We got a drop script. So holler at us. We'll send you that drop script. Get in there, hit that microphone. Read that drop script off, pull your thumb off, bam, it's going to send to us. You done deal. We'll take it from there if you need to. Dig, we'll get your audio drop in, man. Also, man, the email, choponeradio@gmail.com. Make sure you email us, man. Make sure your music's in MP3 format or WAV format. Now, also, you know what I mean, send your audio drop at that time as well. But you also need, you know, we will contact you and let you know about our donation process and packages we have to move forward. Everything business, you dig? We appreciate everybody that has been emailing us and sending music, too. A lot of people ain't sent their emails. And like I said, we have donation options, too, man. So, you know what I mean? If you wonder why your music get played, man, just handle business. Handle business, and we got you. You dig? Handle business, and we got you over here on this end, because there's a lot of people handling business, man. There's a lot of people handling business and petty, man. You know, man, we when I was in the Dove K, you dig? You feel me? I met some of the realest people, man. I met some of the realest people, you feel me, that's out in the game. You know what I'm talking about up there, man? Not when I say the game, man. I'm just talking about in life, man, some real people, man. And I always show love to a lot of cats, man. And these cats right here, no matter what, you feel me, I'm going to always jerk with them because they always jerk with me since day one in Wichita, man. Let's take it. We're going to get off into it a little bit. And we're going to come back, man. And we're going to let you pop your shit, Patty. You already know how we do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pop my shit.
Everybody I shop with begging me to come back. At first it was an onion, now I'm thumbing through racks. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. Everybody I shop with begging me to come back. At first it was an onion, now I'm thumbing through racks. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack.
I got the blood blowing up my phone. Then I realized I still got about six more zones. I'm on a mission to see better days, right or wrong. Drop off a load, I need the profit, got it for the low. Sevenfold, apologize for all my negligence. The police mad because I won't set up my mess again. I'm at the trenches in the city full of dreadheads. Packing 40 extra clips, gaining street cred. I got my own lane, lean sipping, kush blower. Your baby mama run her mouth like a lawnmower. Open up to a player, I'm a mind blower. Sucking on my dick, gagging like she might throw up. Lane switching, finger twisting when I see the ops. Corner bending, highway action when I see the cops. Phone blowing up like rockets blasting in the sky. I got the Keisha Insta fizzle pistol on my side. Broke the scale, heavy damage when I scratch the surface. I won't reveal how I managed in this life of curses. Broke the spell and now I'm striving and I can't reverse it. Gotta watch these niggas cause they salty and they pocket searching. These niggas lurking.
Everybody I shop with begging me to come back. At first it was an onion, now I'm thumbing through racks. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. Everybody I shop with begging me to come back. At first it was an onion, now I'm thumbing through racks. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. I used to call every day talking about bring a pack. Niggas act like they the only ones making moves. Everybody getting money, homie, not just you. If you new to it, stay focused, the road get bumpy. But for real, it ain't worth it. Situations get crumbly, yeah, the streets be calling. So my line stay ringing. I ain't never took a nap. What I look like daydreaming, I'm on the go. Be on the lookout, serving at your kinfolk's cookout. I ain't stingy, I'm a lookout to the ones who never booked out. I dare you have your hand out, all your loyalty that ran out. I don't know what y'all have planned out. We can tell y'all boys they beastin', trying to steal off my plate, and that's your last time reaching. It's enough for everybody, wish your excuse for not eating. Don't bang my line with that line, or on some banging shit, or talk about how much bread you get. Keep it short through the messages. What's poppin', baby? You must have heard I'm poppin', baby. She not my lady, just something I've been knocking lately. Her pop is
if you rob with me, man, you need to come on. Ain't nobody finna keep sitting here, motherfucker, entertaining these clown ass niggas.
You better take me serious. Cause baby,
God don't want you. You're
trying to rob with me tonight.
Alright. Y'all know I'm a shit, man. It's only right, you know. Alright, little baby.
Make a tape, cut, take sale. Be the next in the game, put me on double XL. I'm the man with the most mill. Get paid like a bank, then you wanna play show and tell. I'ma take it to a motel. I'ma need of a good time, girl, I'ma be real. What more do you want than to be my girl, than to be my real? You can be my pearl, but you look so thorough. And I can't quite cope why you seem so right in the thug eye. Looking for Mr. Right, where you find him? Sitting on the block and you say, I'm your type. I'm the salt, you the pepper, let's mix it together. Leave stains on top of the bed mat. Even though we not together, I don't know if you'd rather be my lunch or be my night snack. Yes, indeed, you can take notes. Take him home to your man, something wait, you're supposed to poke. To the west, to the east side. Put them legs in the air, pick a rug, take it coast to coast. No control the boat, no control the cruise. I don't want to sprung like I am to you. I control my urge, I wanna be with you. Because I'm the tree, you the fallen fruit.
You better take me serious. Cause baby, I don't want you drunk. You're trying to ride with me tonight. I'm not your man, but we can have fun.
Nice. Let me show you something, little baby. Nah, for real, though. If you ride with me, man, come on. Alright. Let me show.
Dedicated like Kung Fu. When I kick this verse, every girl say I'm Kung Fu. Hit me up online too. We can share this night like a star, you can shine, boo. But I don't want you sprung though. When I come to your house, break a shot when I kick though. Talk about when I free flow. When I take your land, put them high where the sun glow. Make a tape, cut, sex sell. When I'm done making love with you, let you suck on my foot sticking. Take you home on your mind, it's a man, it's a hard feeling. Looking on your soft nipples, keep it ready like a gym list. Doing flip for a nigga really ain't what a nigga want. Cause I'm knowing that you sprung, girl. It is hard cause I know if I leave, you gon' wanna go. I'm in need of a good time. What more do you want from a thug for the last time? Looking for Mr. Right, well I ain't him. Can't change, won't change, been a player all my life. Even though you look good to me, don't mean that you're good for me. I'm a nigga with game, try to play me, but you can't play me. I'm the one with the game, gotta play my game. Hey,
you better take me serious. Cause baby, I don't want you to run. You're trying to ride with me tonight.
All right, little baby. Yeah, you gonna let me show you something, huh? Let me show.
Let me show.
This HOF shit real, man.
Let it hold me down, Lord, help me pretty please. Gotta make a way, gotta make a way. This pain that's in my soul. Let it go, I can't let it hold me down, Lord, help me pretty please. When the plug call my phone, I get happy in my zone. Making money keeps my pain. I've been doing it on my own. Thunderstorm aching bones. Do it for the game. Let's make it work. Make it work for you and me. Cause I'm breaking down these bricks, disregarding every bitch. Cause I'm married to the game.
Make it work, you can't grind it. You're sleeping upright with the money. You still down on top of shit. I'm talking about that shit out there. That dream must be important. If it ain't about the money, the mission, I'm aborting. The plug caught my phone, so you know I'm on the way. Driving with the seatbelt on, with both hands, I don't play. It don't be shit to say, I just get the load of better. I'm getting twisted, we getting money down here in Kansas. I'm married to the game. If you wondering, I get it in the rain. No, Lord, when it's thundering, but you ain't gon' get my service. If you ain't tryna purchase some shit that's worth it, my pockets ain't hurting, nigga.
Plug call my phone, I get happy in my zone. Making money ease my pain. I've been doing it on my own. Thunderstorm aching bones. Do it for the game. Make it work for you and me. Cause I've been breaking down these bricks, disregarding every bitch. Cause I'm married to the game.
Southside United, north side riding, east side reclining, west side deciding. If they would the call, Dub K's fine. We on the mission, safe to say, whole city behind me. I'm going to push these raps, there ain't no stopping me. Just grab a grocery basket, let's go on the shopping spree. You hating, oh my God, you wanna lose a team. Ain't my fault, your clientele always jocking me. I'm breaking Richter scales, I shake the world a lot. My bitch, she cut her nails to help me count my guap. I bought a brand new bitch, my bitch unorthodox. I'm not familiar with your kind, you probably with the cops. The whole city chasing us like a zombie script. They know about the deal, 7-4 to sign it. I think I overdosed, too much dividend. I know karate, so I'm chopping down these fucking bricks. Look on my phone, I get happy in my zone. Making money, ease my pain. I've been doing it on my own. Thunderstorm, aching bones. Do it for the game. Let's make it work. Make it work for you and me. Cause I've been breaking down these bricks, disregarding every bitch. Cause I'm married to the game. Gotta make a way, gotta make a way. This pain that's in my soul. Let it go, let it go. I can't let it hold me down. Lord, help me pretty please.
Big Shots app, man. 316 Wichita, Kansas. Stand up, man. HOF, man. Doolittle, Joey G, man. To the Lord chosen right there, man. So big shout out to them. Some of the realest cats in Wichita, Kansas, baby. And that's 100K, no blow up. Let's bring Schooler back on. Let's bring Petty Murphy back on. And also, man, we got to check in with a number, man. Let's check in with last four digits. 4225, man. So you jumping in, calling in 4225. What's good? Welcome to the show. This is Back to Business 77 right here on Chop on the Radio. Who we got?
Hi, this is Kelvin. How you doing?
Who this is? I didn't hear you.
This is Kelvin. I'm calling out of Torrance, California.
Oh, what's going on with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, this is the School and Hound show, right?
Yeah, we got Schooler on, yep. Man. Schooler, you still on there with us?
Nah, this Chop on the Radio. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, nah, this Chop on the Radio,
Chop
man,
on the Radio, but,
but
got Schooler on with us.
Thank you for recognizing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I recognize that laugh, man. That's my wrestling buddy right there.
That's what's up. Go ahead, Schooler, man. Go ahead, talk to him. I'm going to let you talk to him.
Yeah, what's up with you, man? Hey, you got some heat, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, Dula, man. I've been watching you, man. I'm just checking up on you. And, I watch your show, you know. I'm a fan, man. I like to see people that I know do good, you know.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate it, man. Hey, we just heard your record. You know what I mean? That's
No.
I'm fucking with it.
Femo, he say he be tuning in to your show. Yeah, he said he be tuning in to the School and Hound show. Yeah, that wasn't his song.
Yeah.
He said, He said, y'all know, he know what you say. He been following and everything.
Yeah, we grew up in the same town. Same town, we're on the same team and everything. That's why I try to support my folks, man.
What town?
Shalhoub. North Shalhoub, Brunswick County.
You from Shalhoub? And who is this?
This Bullet.
Bullet, man, my motherfucker.
Yeah,
Bullet, is this you?
Day.
Really?
You said,
come on,
me, man.
You got to be shitting me.
That's me, man.
Hey, man, let me, hey, chop on it. Hey, fam, let me give you a rundown on Bullet, man. Let me tell you something about Bullet, man.
You got to be excited,
Let me give y'all a rundown on Bullet, man. Bullet. Man, we've been tight since small children. You know what I mean? Then we wrestled together and won a lot of championships together. And
Bullet was in the military.
Thank you for your service, Bullet. Thank you for all your support and everything, man. On the mat,
yes,
off
man.
The mat, in the practice room. Damn, man. That's Bullet. Yeah, you trip me out right now.
I think your show, you had Vic on there, man. I was just thinking back, man. I used to look up to them dudes, man. It was about, I wanted to be just like those guys on the mat, man.
And we and look, and I ain't gonna lie, I've been giving them hells, and I tell them shit, I came to tear their ass up. Look, you know, look, and Bradley and Billy and all them, they always be, oh, no, we to kill y'all. I was like, shit, I don't know. Y'all would have had a problem at 112 and at 160.
Oh, man, I would have had Rezo at 52, man. We'd have been going at it. But, shit, I would have gave my best, man. He was so smooth, man. That dude was so smooth the way he moved, man. I wanted to be just like that dude out there, man. It was a Christmas
when you
fight at 152 when he graduated.
Well, you damn sure did a hell of a job, son. Y'all brought me along. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, this dude is, like, outside of the music, outside of the entertainment, outside of all that, this dude right here is somebody that I look up to this day, always have,
that's
and always
up.
Will. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like, smart dude, always, and for him to call into the show tonight is crazy
to me.
Yeah,
man.
crazy to me, man.
Now y'all done gave us the backstory. I'm like, man, that's cool. That's what we say, 100K, man. Shouts out to you, man, for calling in and even, you know, me calling into this show. It's supporting Famo because Schooler, that's Famo, and we rock with him, man. So that type of stuff make us happy, man. That's what it's about, man. Everybody coming together and supporting. You feel me? It don't matter if you're the person you like on this show. You supporting that person. That's cool, man. So appreciate you. That mean a lot.
Man, he's always been
Man.
I got a bitch at the house and we're doing pull-ups for your kids, man.
Schooler off, man. Schooler didn't even know.
You gotta check this out. So Bullet posted a picture of we was doing pull-ups and he said I won. Like, he said I done more pull-ups than he did. But Bullet was like, what you like, 5'6", 5'7"?
Well,
he's 5'8" now. So he's like 5'8", this motherfucker bitch, like damn near 400 pounds, you know what I'm saying? He was a great leader. Man, and hey, he was a great leader.
That's what's up.
I learned so much from Bullet,
up,
being a teammate, being a leader. You know, like this dude right here is somebody that, see, if people don't have to run across paths with people like him, or have to, you know, be involved with people like him, I hate it for them, but luckily for me, you know, I've been with him since we was kids and seen him do his thing and watch him be at the top of the podium several times. We was up there together. Several times.
That's what's cool.
Went off to the military. Now he got a beautiful family. Oh, man, that dude right there, man, Bullet, I love Bullet. That's crazy, man. Thank you for calling, Bullet, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Got
support from the business. Man. Keep an eye on everything, man. Keep doing your thing.
And Bullet, man, I'm going to tell you. These guys right here, man, Chop on the Radio, you know what I mean? The Mister, man, me and him, we've been getting down since, like, what, 2014, 15, something like that, you know what I mean? Nobody never even really knew about it, you know what I mean? I've been putting it out there, but you know how much people really pay me any attention, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, you know, it might be something cool going on one day, then... We might set the city on fire the next day.
Yeah.
You know, Bullet know the real for real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate you so much, man. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, man, happy holidays.
Anytime or whenever you get a chance, man, we can link up, let me know, man, because I'm definitely,
I'm with that shit, man. Thank you so much for calling in, Bullet, man. That's tight as fuck. That shit just got me tripped out. Man. You know what I mean? Out of all the people in the world, you know. You know, somebody
you
like
still on there, Petty.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Man, you hear that, man?
You know
what
I mean? Like,
just happened, man. We all heard jerking, man.
Yeah.
And somebody call in for school.
That's love.
Man, you know, didn't even know. That's love, man.
That's love.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Because, you know,
I'm just sitting back and letting him have this moment. I'm just sitting back. It's called respect.
Because Petty got something we want to say. Hey, Bullet, make sure you tap in. Make sure you stay tuned in, because Putty said he want to get some people the business. So we want to see what the business is.
Yeah.
So everybody want to smoke. Y'all want me to give the smoke.
Hold on, Petty. Appreciate you for calling in, though, man. We appreciate it. You're more than welcome, man. School will be on the show all the time, man. So you're more than welcome to call in, man. He be on the School of Hound show. You already know that. And he be over here doing his thing with us as well, man. So much love, much respect for you calling in and showing love, man, for taking your time out.
Oh, for sure. Hey, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I'll keep supporting. Y'all take care.
Yeah, man. Hey, Bullet, I'm going to get up with you. I'm going to probably get up with you so you can come on the School of Hound show, whether you home or not. I'm going to get you on there, man, 1,000%.
Oh, man. Oh, for sure. I'd love that.
There it is, man. I'm definitely going to be tuned in. Appreciate you, man. Let's check in with another number, man. Let's check in. Let's go with 5645. Last four digits, 5645. Welcome to the show, man. Back to Business 77. Who we got?
Sneaky Nicky.
Hey. Man, Femo, what's good
up
with you, man?
What's up, man? Just did this Christmas album, man.
Oh, shoot. You went out there and dropped that bag then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you the one out there and dropped that bag, man.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. That's what's up, man. Shoot, I appreciate you calling in, man, tuning in to the show, man. In case y'all don't know, man, it's Dallas Chuck T, man. Y'all already know.
Y'all already know.
Straight like that, man. Petty say. Oh, go ahead, Scoot.
I was just gonna say why we shit because Chuck T, Petty wanna deliver this smoke. You know what I mean? He got some packages he's trying to deliver. He's trying to drop them off, and I'm definitely trying to hear what he's trying to drop off. But man, thank you Chuck T for coming on the show last night, man. It was definitely a pleasure to have you on, man. And as soon as that thing dropped, we're definitely gonna tag you in. And appreciate all that promo you doing, man, and all that shit, man. That shit is. Love, my brother. For sure.
Y'all already know I'm rocking with you.
Man, straight like that, man. Say, I love seeing and hearing that shit, man, because that's what it's about, man. You feel me? I rock with a lot of people, but they so stingy, man. They don't be wanting you to connect in with other people and all that type of shit. If I feel like I can trust a man, I'll be pointing people in people's directions, man. You feel me? Like, even people I might not trust, but y'all might be able to work together, and it might be something that actually works. Because me and that person don't make it happen, that don't mean that you and that person, not saying Scooter, but anybody, you know, you and that person might be able to make a masterpiece, man. But I ain't one of them cats, though, you feel me? I refer a lot of people to just different people, but always my famos first, man. Y'all already know, man. Lord to the nation first, you did. So big shout
Lord
out
to
man, Dallas Chuck T, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Dallas Tuck T, man. Mm-hmm. He a true one, man. That boy right there, man, real. And that he got the first song played on the show, man, for a couple shows, man. He shared that 29-second clip. He had already did it a couple times, he did. So, nah, man, y'all been asking me about it. Dallas Tuck T got that. He got that for a few shows, man. Y'all can't knock him off. So, he good on his way.
I read it.
Man, well, let's do this, man. Petty, man. Hey, I'm interested, Petty. Hold on, man. I'm going to put y'all on mute for a second, man, and I'm going to bring y'all back on. Petty, man, I'm interested, man, on the smoke you dig. I know you say you want to air something out.
get off your chest, man. You know, this is a part of what we do sometimes on the show too, man. So we going to sit back, man. Petty, go ahead, man. What is it that you feel like, man, you need to just release and get off, man?
When I say this, the only person that I want you to comment on this is you, Soldier, because what I'm about to preach is the truth. I'm going to preach the truth. Because last week, you and I were talking on the show, and you said that somebody hit you up and said, for everything that we did in Wichita, have it jerking.
Yeah.
And then we talked, and you know that they hit my head because I wanted to say something, and I said some things, but these I didn't get to where I'm about to drop this pipe bomb on everybody.
Didn't get to get to the meat and potatoes.
I didn't get to get to the meat and potatoes, but
right.
I know who
right.
did it.
Right.
I know who did it, and here's where we're going here.
You know me, right?
Let's get it jerking,
Patty. Go ahead. You got the mic, man. Let's get it jerking. Get in their hand. Let's hear it. I'm with it. Let's go.
Now, we all know this new wave of this entertainment in Wichita. It's jerking. Don't get me wrong. It's jerking. But yet, they don't want to acknowledge the ones that paved the way. And this has been going on since earlier this year. And I've been paying attention to this individual. I'm not going to name him because I don't deal with irrelevant people, and I damn sure don't deal with racist people at all. I call you ass out on this shit.
Okay.
This is real. I don't deal with people who talk about people who with autism and they think the shit is funny talking to other artists and other promoters about this young man. This young man is very dope. He's a dope DJ and dope MC. Like I said, I'm not dropping no name. But I'd be damned if this person sit here and tries to destroy a young, up-and-coming young man that's been going across the country that I've mentored by basically telling him, remain humble, continue working, networking, and I'll endorse you. You know who it is, Soldier. We ain't going to name his name neither, but he already know. He got big connections.
Yeah.
He got big connections.
Yeah.
And so, this person, ever since I had to do what I did to save the people from catching coronavirus in Las Vegas, you're welcome. 800,000 people are dead. And now the Omarion, because I can't even say Omicron. I say Omarion. All right, the Omarion, yeah, you set this guy to serve 41 states. The NFL got 100-plus players and head coaches in COVID protocol. Had to push the damn games back. NHL games didn't push back. NBA star players and games getting canceled. But you motherfucking artists get pissed. Because Petty Murphy
you know
decided
what?
To save
a lot of people. A lot of people from the military, man, got let go discharged, too, because they wouldn't take the vaccine. But go ahead, Petty. I'll just throw that out there before I forget.
I'm going to throw this shit out there because I've been through it for a week.
Go ahead.
And it's been stored for a week, and I've talked to a few of these artists. And a lot of motherfuckers going to say, well, you should never put the event in Las Vegas. You knew it was COVID out there. Listen here, you dumb motherfuckers. All right? At the time that I booked Petty Fest in Las Vegas, the country was up and up. Everybody was kumbaya getting the vaccine. And it was 70% mandates in Las Vegas, which I had no fucking problem with. As long as you were vaccinated and you wore a mask, I didn't give a fuck. Just make sure you paid your fucking money at the goddamn door and enjoy the entertainment. But you punk-ass motherfucking artists don't fucking watch the goddamn news because you fucking watch social fucking media. Hell, you don't even watch your fucking kids. And you probably don't even watch your fucking nigga or your bitch. because they're probably cheating on you and you didn't even know it. This is why it's a holiday season, the most depressing time of the year. You single, but you should have paid attention. Clearly, you didn't understand the assignment. So you motherfuckers want to get mad because I decided to pull Petty Fest out of Las Vegas, but a little you motherfuckers know, I didn't even tell y'all this shit. In the clause of the contract with a couple of the venues, if I put in that clause, because I can do that, if I pull the event out due to coronavirus and COVID-19 protocols, I had 6 months to a year to put the event on in Las Vegas with that venue at that time. 6 months. That was agreed upon. This is why I never let my left hand tell you dumbass motherfuckers what my right hand is doing, because half you motherfuckers claim you about the business, but you don't know the business. So tonight I'm giving you motherfuckers the business. So this motherfucker said this shit last week. I ain't going to drop his name neither because he's obsolete. And I got it in his motherfucking ass.
Petty, hold on, man. We gotta hit the Petty laugh on it, man. We gotta get it.
I got these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Do your thing, Fimo.
I had to get in his motherfucking ass. Because see, I lost more money than a punk ass $100 investment. Punk is a $300 investment because some of you cats want to perform 3 shows and all this other shit. I lost $25,000 motherfucking dollars for a fucking platform to put you motherfuckers on. You unknown
so the smoke,
people.
Let me get this straight. So the smoke.
Oh, I'm gonna get the.
And
oh,
it's
oh,
the
target the smoke
that
coming.
You're hitting. Oh, okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I'm hitting all these motherfuckers. Okay.
All right, I'm step back.
So when I pulled this shit out, we got this My Little Pony, Roseanne Barr, John Goodman, Dan Connor, My Little Pony hair looking ass bitch going on fucking Facebook calling me a scammer. But here's the thing, because I pulled Petty Fest out of Las Vegas, your girlfriend hit me up and said she wasn't going to Las Vegas because of the coronavirus event, and she also canceled 7 show appearances at that time. Nobody said shit. And, bitch, your ass was a part of her motherfucking set, and you had your own fucking DJ, and I didn't fucking charge you or your damn DJ a slot fee, which I should have. But I didn't because me and your girlfriend were good friends, but then the bitch started talking captain on the book, and I blocked the motherfucker because I called her motherfucking little Debbie-ass girlfriend ass out. So, we got this little motherfucker down. He lives in Derby. Yeah, it's outside of Wichita. The niggas don't fuck with Derby, okay? Because they cut their race. They don't fuck with Derby. We just fuck white girls that live down there. Simple as that. So this motherfucker basically has been going on Facebook for the last few months. Talking shit. Contacting my affiliate. Contacting my Hollywood connect. And every single person has told this motherfucker, we don't fucking know you, and we stand with Penny motherfucking Murphy. Fuck you. And that's pretty much what led to what happened down in Halton City, Texas, where my ass is left for fucking dead because my fucking lower ass, Grinch-looking ass former manager decided to run off with the motherfucking plug twice with the door money, causing a lot of fucking controversy and basically having motherfuckers contact Chop on it Radio and the Famo Nation. And big shout to YL Dallas for saying what he said, because I contacted the Famo Nation 24 hours after the fact. They knew about it. You motherfuckers contacted them on the following Wednesday when I was getting my black ass back home, being left for dead for 3 fucking days, and you got your fucking ass served.
Petty Murphy, let me ask you a question, Femo. How does it feel releasing this energy?
Oh, it's not done yet. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. You'll find out at the end.
Get it out. We love starting to get it out. Get it out, Femo.
So, 2 weeks later, here goes Petty Fest. Virtual show, not even night one. Not even hours before night one, I get a phone call from one of the streaming companies. I'm talking to not only the president, the vice president, the CEO, and the COO, and the technical team, because this punk motherfucker sent an email talking shit. And I had to basically sit there and explain myself what happened. So, not even 15 minutes into the event. It's on YouTube, by the way. Go to Teddy Murphy TV on YouTube. Hit subscribe. You will see me go the fuck off in with my main man, King Jaw, who will be performing January 8th at Most Hated Homecoming. Good damn brother. This motherfucker basically got to talking shit. But prior to this blow up, this motherfucker wanted to fight this young man in a boxing for beef in the beef fight worth up to $10,000. You ain't got 10 motherfucking dollars to make me want to go down there and fight you, but you want to say that, well, you can fight me or another artist that I'm cool with, been cool with. You try to start some blow up because you ain't got no fucking clout.
Oh, they wanted to scratch. They wanted to scratch.
He wanted to scratch. He wanted the clout because he, Teddy Murphy's name is bigger than Wichita. Teddy Murphy's name is bigger than Wichita. Teddy Murphy's name is bigger than across the country. Teddy Murphy's known worldwide. I don't need artists from a major label to basically sell out my motherfucking show.
You got to store. You got to put these drops on your show.
I'm
this you got.
You
got to hit them like
on
this.
On my show, worldwide.
You got to get these drops on your show, Petty, man.
We
got
gonna
you.
Get those show. You send me those. Y'all know you'll give me those drops. I don't need major mainstream artists to sell out my motherfucking shows anywhere. I've proven it, I don't. Because I don't do it for that shit. I do it for the people. So this motherfucker's got to talk his shit on the Peggy Fest shit. And I was like, you know what? You challenged me to a fight. And then we had our main man, our famo from the Chili Boys, Mr. Mason Price. That's why I asked him about this. I said, you know what? I'm a big WWE fan. He wants to smoke. He wants to smoke. So I told him, if we're going to fight, it ain't going to be no Boston match because these Boston matches only last 3 minutes. I can't whoop your ass like I want to. I mean, a couple of right hooks knock your fuck out. It's not fun. I want to make your ass motherfucking suffer for the shit that you've done trying to fucking ruin my motherfucking name, my reputation, my character. He didn't want to smoke.
Red bitch.
So this motherfucker going to say, and he goes on there talking shit on YouTube, but then goes to Facebook and said, I made a death threat to him because I said this. When you get in that square ring with me, make sure you have a black suit on because I'm going to bury your ass in it. You put that as a death threat.
Now, Petty, you can't remember. We can say we won't say on end, but we still can't. You know, let it know that we're going to be trying to kill people and nothing like that, man.
Of course.
Don't need them boys coming trying to sniff around. What the fuck I got going on? You feel me?
But you know how these type of people are. Basically, they got bullied in high school. You know, nobody loved them. They had big-ass glasses on. Look like fucking Chucky Taster from fucking Rugrats with fucking acne and shit. So they decided they go to get a gym membership, get to the fucking gym, they'll join the military, they ball feel little, and then they come out want to be a fucking cop, then they come out and want to be all tough guy and shit, so they drink past Blue Ribbon, here's where it comes to, soldier, and this is where I draw the motherfucking line. My fucking face, this motherfucker hacked Petty Fest. I got the fucking shit from the streaming network. Day two. We couldn't finish day two because this motherfucker hacked the fucking live stream. Which, by the way, is a federal offense. if they decide to press charges, which I think they are working on it, and they're going to go into that, I probably will have to testify, and I'll attest to that shit. But he ain't going to jail until I kick his ass. That's all I have to say on that part. That's personal. But I'm about to hit you with this motherfucking smoke.
All right, cause we got the time running out.
I'm sick.
Family,
motherfucker.
Hold on.
Let me finish.
I'm sick of motherfuckers talking shit on things that do not know about people's business
if they can't see the people's face.
Fuck that. Fuck that shit that you're talking.
No, let me finish.
Fuck that shit that you're talking.
Let me finish, man. Let's keep that shit simple. Motherfuckers, if you don't know the history of what a motherfucker has done, don't be going around motherfucking capping. What that does is say that you a jealous motherfucker. You jealous of what someone has done. Instead of hating on the motherfuckers like you did when Soldier straight up said it, that we were not jerking in Wichita when we did what we did. You, apparently your ass was probably playing fucking Minecraft or something, but you didn't pay attention. The history is there. And it's been history. It shows up on Facebook every day.
You still ain't
on our memory book.
You still ain't said nothing. Teddy,
hold
you
on.
Ain't said
this
nothing.
This is what I am about to say, the smoke.
We're saying it, man.
Here it Teddy. Is. January 8th. I'm coming to Wichita. And we're coming in heavy as hard as a motherfucker. Shout out to Dallas Chuck Pete. Because he's going to get that song played. And a matter of fact, DJ Three Singers didn't get the song. You're going to hear that interview live with the Petty Murphy Project, live at Peerless. You're going to have Chop on It Radio Network in the building. You're going to have the Movement 316 in the building. You're going to have Greater Factor in the building. You're going to have Patilla in the building. You're going to have Mongo K. You're going to have Root Action. You're going to have everybody that's on that ticket in the motherfucking building. And the people in the building, it's because I do it for the people. I don't do it for the fame. I don't do it for the crowd because everybody knows that I'm going to show the fuck out. You hate it.
Okay.
I love it. As a matter of fact, to the people that are listening, tomorrow morning, I want you to go to this website, www.storefrontier.com/mosthatedproductions. And you can buy that t-shirt. You hate it. I love it. Because the more hate that you throw at me, the more hate you throw at Skula Skula, the more hate you throw at Dallas Chuck T, the more hate you throw at Night Train the Bread, Jazzy Official, YL Dallas, Mr. Street Soldier, the Famo Nation, the more hate that you throw at somebody, guess what? The more that people are going to pay attention to this. They're not going to pay attention to your fucking blow up. So to everybody that want to hate on somebody in this entertainment business, you hate what we're doing. But guess what? We love it. And what you hate, we making money off of it. So fuck you and what you stand on. Take your fucking time. Take your fucking hate. Put it in a fucking box. Put some K1 jelly on it. Shine it real nice. Turn it sideways and stick a strap to your candy ass. January 8th, I'm coming to fuck in, and I've got everything taken care of now. The Petty Murphy Project is getting ready to go on a major radio platform. Soldier, I just inbox you that information. They want to talk to you because they like my show. They actually tuning into your show right now. You know it. I'm plugging everybody in that fucks with me in the Petty Murphy Project. I just went up 5,000 more followers by joining AllCast this morning. So I'm jerking. I'm making money. 40,000 listeners. over 30 plus Jesus. Damn countries and about to take over the world. Here's the smoke.
You got 40,000 more listeners.
You cannot.
You got 40,000 more listeners.
40,000 more listeners. You cannot stop what God has planned. Just when you think you have all the answers, I change the question. January 8th, season 7 of the Penny Murphy Project, live for Most Hated Homecoming. 919 East Douglas Avenue, Wichita, Kansas. Send the fuck up. Because this new wave of entertainment, we started this shit. We've been the ones. It started with Keystone. It started with the Mistress and Black and Mild. Shout out to Uncle Leon Wallace and the Spotlight, too, because we had many memorable nights. Tom Cruise from the Midwest Shakedown. Petty Murphy and the Most Hated Bread. And everybody else that has worked with us, that has come to our path, you new-ass promoters don't know a goddamn thing about the business or what we have done. And you new-age artists don't know the goddamn business because you let social media do the fucking work for you. And niggas like us put in the motherfucking traffic work. We use social media just for a little bit, but we went out there and put in the motherfucking work by networking with people outside of social media. So fuck what you thought. Fuck what you think. Because you can't, put it like this. Don't hunt what you can't kill. I'm Petty Murphy, and I approve this message.
Hey, man, Petty. Man, you still ain't said a motherfucking thing, dog. You sitting there talking.
You know
talking,
why? Because
talking.
You wouldn't let me get into the meat and potatoes. I said what I had to say.
You just talked for like 30 minutes. What the fuck is you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about, Tula. I said the motherfuckers basically disrespecting what we built. We have
I'm going to hang up
because I'm trying to get this out. And I said, please don't say to let me say what I got to say. Respectfully. People don't get it.
We ain't stopping you for talking, Petty, man.
People don't get it. Shit happens. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you crucify somebody. Don't act like you never made a mistake before, because people make mistakes. But don't sit there and try to, you know, take another man down, because, see, when you try to block another man's blessing, you're blocking your own. You set yourself back. Every setback leads to a great comeback, and I'm making my great comeback by telling you motherfuckers I'm going to kill you with my motherfucking success. That's what the Camo Nation's doing. No 100%, 100K, no blow up. That was Chuck T doing his thing. School and Branch Hop Records doing their thing. Why try to stop another man getting ahead? Because you couldn't get a ride on that fucking train. You couldn't get a ride on that motherfucking train and basically try to get yourself to your destination because that person found out what the kind of person you fucking are. And so to this sad person, I hacked my Facebook this morning, or twice in the past 24 hours. He, matter of fact, reported the video fire that I put out, which if I get your tickets now for the show, reported it as spam.
Yeah.
I spent 2 hours with Facebook to get my shit unlocked. And they said where it was from. It came from Derby, Kansas. I don't fucking live in Derby, Kansas.
Right,
I live in Kansas City.
Right. Yeah.
So I know who fucking did it. And what I'm saying is this.
Oh, Derby, Kansas, man.
If you come January the 8th.
Right outside Wichita.
I know some folks down there, too. And I got some cool folks down there. January the 8th. That same energy that you have put in to try to take me down, to talk that shit on the book, say that shit to my motherfucking face. I respect you more.
I feel you. I'm going to keep it 100K, man. I don't really know nobody down in Derby. You feel me? Like, I didn't been down there. Well, my wife, you know, she had a couple clients down there. She had to go take care of, you know. Mm-hmm. But other far as in, other than that, though, nah, man, you know, just because what I done heard, you feel me? Like, Icon, that ain't really where you want to be, you know what I mean? So I never really just went down there like that. I know they had a few little, you know, they be having some hip-hop shows and stuff down there, but, yeah,
I've
but
only
I'm
done
saying,
three shows down
there. You know, I can't go. Yeah, I ain't
yeah.
never been there, so
I've been there three times.
Well, from Derby.
Four times. I've done four shows down there.
Yeah.
And I did that with two of them with Tone Cruz, and we sold them out.
Yeah, I'm saying,
but I know how
those
people
saying,
are.
Yeah, I've seen the flyers.
I know how
down.
Those people are. And see, the thing is with the sad person, and he claims to say he ain't racist. And the number one thing when a racist person says, when you call them out,
okay.
I'm not racist. One of my black friends, one of my best friends is black. You're racist.
So this is the same. This the person that you're talking about. Okay, so the person that you're talking about with the racist stuff, that's who? That's
yeah.
Basically, okay. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following you, Femo. That's why I sit back.
And
you see me? I sit back.
And with your lies and everything else. Yeah, you got your poor wife involved.
So all I'm gonna say is like this. You know what I mean? When that did happen, when I got the inbox and they said what they said, I didn't really get mad because you feel me? Like you know, I relocated back to Muskogee. So anybody that stepped in the game new or whatever, of course they ain't gonna really know some of the things that say like I did, you know what I mean? And that's cool. But if you do what you know, everybody got a body of work. So when you go look at a person's body of work or you go do your due diligence, you like, damn, okay. And you like, oh, okay, so yeah, whatever. But if you don't, then you're going to think whatever you think. So how I took it was like, you know what I mean, cool for you to say that. That must mean you paying attention now. I mean, you know, that's just how I took it. So, but I know what we done, a lot of us, you know what I mean, separately. I know what a lot of us done together when we did come together and the things we did, everybody did on their own. You know, we know. You feel me? The city know. You know what I mean? A lot of people know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? To this day, like I said, to this day, it's a lot of people who I'm cool with just because I was the only one to give them an opportunity. I'm looking at it like that, but not really knowing how much it meant to them. And I got to say, rest in peace, man, C. Smoother, man. Nobody in Wichita, Kansas was booking C. Smoother, man. C. Smoother ain't here with us no more, man. C. Smoother caught a bus, man, from Oklahoma City to Wichita, man, came and performed. And if you watch the video footage, man, one of the video footages out there, or the DVD, he the first artist that performed off when we was off in Spotlight, man, on that footage. He the first artist to perform. They said, R.I.P. to C. Smoother, man. R.I.P. to Bruce Berry as well, man. De Niro, man. Hey, Bruder, hey, he also on that footage as well. Bruce Berry is actually the first person in the music entertainment scene that I met when I was in Wichita. I was performing at the King of the Stage competition. Nobody knew me. You feel me? I come in there, man. I got my flag on. You feel me? I'm straight on my soldier shit. Nobody knew nothing. You know what I mean? And I'm giving it to them on stage or whatever. So it was a little biased because they didn't know who I was, but I was killing it. But anyway, Bruce Berry is the only one that kept it 100K. They came up to me while I was performing. After I was performing right there in front of everybody, like, shit, that little nigga going hard.
Yeah.
He going in, man. Who the fuck is he? So, but this is what
and
I'm saying,
you know,
though. But so all of that right there, man, real ones know, and people know what it is. You feel me? You're going to always have some people new coming in or some people that might not pay attention or people that just got that haterade in their veins. You know what I'm talking about? So, but how I took it was, shit, they paying attention now, obviously, because we took a 2-year break. So if anybody coming out saying anything now, and see, this is why I said you got to be smart. And I always, man, I love chess, and I'm a wonderful chess player, have always been. And that's how I look at life. So really, if you come out and pour salt on anything now, then, yeah, everybody's going to see that you pure hating because, shit, this nigga didn't have, as far as in me, shit, I had two heart attacks, tell you, got a pacemaker, recovered, bounced back, lost my whole family. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm going to keep 100K.
Yeah.
Lost my marriage, lost my family, lost everything. You feel me? Had to sell my soul, my truck, had to come back to Muskogee, start back over, took a break. You feel me? And then built it all back up. So if that's how I look at it. If anybody's pouring salt, you feel me? It's because that's the type of what they looking at. They ain't looking at what they really supposed to, and that's cool. But they looking. They looking now.
They're looking.
They're looking.
But
that's kind of sad. That's what I'm saying. You got to feel some way if somebody took 2 years off. If somebody took a 2 year break. And didn't do anything with the entertainment, nothing like that for 2 years, and you salty because they come back and doing things, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. You
Them
motherfuckers took years off and came back, and now they doing back right back to what they – you got to look at yourself. So I didn't really get too pissed off because it was like, damn, man, they must really ain't got no jerking in their life. I don't know.
And this is how I took it. You know, when I show love to this person, I got help guide this person to try to help him in his business. Show love. But this is how you do me? All because I wouldn't turn my back on somebody else who came to me for help and has always shown me nothing but love and respect. Calls me a brother.
Hello there, man.
And this is how you do me.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
This is how you do me. I do take that as disrespect. And then you go around with your lies and everything else, too, to start beef and blow up to basically try to capitalize off of my name on some dumbass shit that has no factual shit. So when I bring the shit to you, you want to act like a little bitch and act like you're the victim? No.
So that's what you.
No.
So that's basically what you're saying is the motherfucker did some fucked up shit, some faulty shit, or tried to make something seem bigger than what it was, try to run a play, try to run an angle on you, and did it publicly, came at you. Yeah, I'm just getting from everything you're saying, famo. You did.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much, and the thing is
and then, like,
is
you said, oh, boy, you said running your name down, your business down, and shit like that.
All
okay.
This other stuff, too. Hacking my
how long
shit.
Did you know this, how long did you know this person? Yeah, that was crazy. The hacking part, that was a little weird to me. You feel me? Like,
that's
I ain't gonna lie. That was a little weird to me.
That's extreme, because you fucked with my money. Yeah, and
nah,
I'm on my YL.
The reason I say that because
me and my money.
Certain... I was watching, you know, I'll be watching a lot of YouTube, well, not a lot of them, man. I only rock with a couple of different YouTubers, man. But one of the YouTubers I rock with, man, was a part of this other cat show. You'd never hear me say that nigga's name. But it was somewhere, man, I heard somebody say something about, you know, people pages and stuff was getting hacked and shit like that. So when you had said it, I was like, oh, shit, that shit real? Like, man, these radio streets, this entertainment streets is raw out here, man. Like, I had said that earlier. I'm just like, you got to be on your shit out here, man. And then they're going to hack your account. If you say the wrong thing, nigga, they're going to hack your shit.
You going to hack my shit? Not only you hack my fucking live stream and everything else, too, but you cost me money. And you know what YL says, get between me and my money. Now that is a problem.
So,
it is
so
a
you don't
gotta
problem. Say it. You don't gotta say it. Don't you ain't gotta tell it. But from all of that happened, what you spoke on, right? What is your like? I'm supposed to slap you upside your head real quick. What is that? What is that moment? Is that moment? That's the moment that's coming up that you getting ready to slap them in their head, right?
They always say it ain't
how you fall. It's about how you get back up and how you keep scratching. You know what I mean? I'm a soldier, so you know what I mean? You might knock me down, nigga, but I ain't going to lose the war. It is what it is.
January 8th.
I got my war wounds, but I ain't just to lose. Okay.
January 8th. I'm going to tell them when I said, I'm going to put it in your face, and I'm going to teach motherfuckers,
okay.
You don't hunt. You don't hunt what you can't kill. And you don't bring a knife to fight a man with a machine gun. You don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm coming to talk shit and chew bubble gum. And I'm all
if
out
you
of
bring
bubble
a knife,
gum.
if you bring a knife with a nigga that got saved, where everybody packing them Dracos, right? If you bring a knife to a nigga that got a Draco, your ass better be from one of them motherfucking ninja tribes from the mountains of the Himalayas or something that can throw one from like 20 yards and hit your ass in the right spot to instantly drop you.
You
got to be on some of that James Bond type shit. Or you're going to die.
Exactly. Don't do it. And for this person, I think I knew this person for about a good year or so. But I've known the young man he tried to attack longer. And that young man, first day I met him, showed me respect. But this asshole wanted to ruin this young man's career.
I know we got school to school.
And I refuse to turn my back on that young man over his fucking blow up. So because I refuse to do it, you decide you want to come at me. You want to come at the big dog. You want to come out at the man. And now I'm teaching you a lesson. When I say don't hunt what you can't kill, and you always hear me say this, mind the business that pays you.
And look, Petty, you could have told me like this, like, look, you knocked me, you talked about me, you dragged my name down the mud. You know what I mean? Like you said, everybody made mistakes and anything.
You knocked me down.
This is what I would have said. I said, man, you know, you got it off. You got it in. You got me. You feel me? You got me. But I got something for you. January 8th, man. I'm about to let
January
you see
8th.
How it really go down.
I'm about to let you see.
If that's what it is, put it out there and tell them, hey, look, you drug my name down, goddamn it. I got you. January 8th, I'm supposed to put it in your face. I'm supposed to get my get back. Just how you say, hey, man, I'm supposed to fire my shots back. You fired your shots, I'm supposed to fire mine back. Boom.
Exactly. You fired your shots and you missed. I'm still here.
Okay.
Now I want to see. I'm going to see. If you can throw it to my face, like I said, you can talk shit about me on social media. When you see
think he gonna come to the venue? Think he gonna him and his goons gonna come to the venue? You think they gonna pull up from Derby?
He can come.
Yeah, It's gonna be too many killers in the building and GDs and Bloods and Crips and you had too many people in the building.
I'm trying to tell him.
One false move, man. That shit gonna turn into some bananas.
You might want to stay your ass at home and mind the business that pays you. But the thing is, I'm saying, soldier, and I don't mean to go off of school, but I have to basically say what I had to say. He's already said what he said in the past, but I need to say this to get this off my chest and let you have the last word. I'm done playing games with you motherfuckers. Basically, I'm just going to slap the shit out of you with the shit that I do. I'm about to bury you with my success. And Abby kissed my ass at the same time. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I feel you, man. You said a lot. All I would say, man, like you said right there, man, Femo, you know what I mean? Your success, you know what I mean? That's how you're going to slap him in the face, man. And you know, keep pushing. You dig? Keep focused on what you got going, man. Don't let none of them, you feel me? It's going, you know, yeah, I know it's going to hit you. You human, but keep pushing, man. Keep doing your thing. Keep focused on what you got going. Put that energy into your moves, your plans, and your vision and what's in your vision. You did, because that ain't going to be the last person that's going to do it. But also, too, you feel me, when we go out of town, Femo, see, we got to move a little different. You know what I'm talking about? We got to make sure we're going somewhere where we got some plugs in and we linked in with some real ones or something like that. You feel me? Got to be careful, man. We got to handle our business straight up.
And that's the beautiful
thing.
So
that when people, when things might not go according to plan, or things don't happen that were supposed to happen, whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? Instead of people having that fuel to be able to run the social media and do certain things, we got to have backup plans to go ahead and cover that or okay, boom, I got to do this. This didn't work, but I already got this in here waiting for that, just so we don't get them fuel to use against us. You know what I mean? And that's one big thing I learned too, man. Sometimes, you know, you got to focus on make sure you handling everything you supposed to right, so that way you don't give the own fuel so for somebody to use against you. You know what I mean? And that's cool. When it comes to events and just from what you're talking about in the situation you talking about, you know what I mean? That situation right there, man, I would say whatever happened, happened. Do what you got to do, like you said. Do what you got to do to those that helped you out or whatever it was. Make it right with all of them. And keep pushing, man. Do your thing. You feel me? Like I said,
yeah.
I feel you. I know some things you had to get off your chest and you had to air it out. You know what I mean? And that's what I would say, man. Just focus on what you got going. learn from everything. We got to learn from everything. Learn from all our mistakes, what we didn't do that didn't work, what we did that do work. You know, man, if we didn't, when it comes to the money situation and all that, man, we, you know, make people right and, you know what I mean, try to push and not do it again and try to push and do better. But focus, focus, you know what I mean? Focus on what you got to do. And to a whole lot of stuff, like I made a post earlier about the numbers. And me, I do not like doing this because it's a gift and a curse, right? You got people that go want to support you, but they might not know where you at, right? So they might see where you at like, oh, shit, I didn't know this person then was really like that far. Let me back off a little bit. And then you got some people that's going to be like, oh, shit, let me go ahead and really see what they about. They doing this and this and this. So it's a gift and a curse, too. Me, personally, I let everybody else do all of that. I try not to do that, man. I just, you know, keep it 100K solid, man. I just work and jerk, man. We just work and jerk, do what we do. And the opportunities that we do get, a lot of times, man, we never tell people and then we just do what we do, man. So I had made a post. And we are, you know, it's actual factuals, you know what I mean? We have had our show listened to over 100,000 times. And I had to break this down earlier to a person. That don't mean that we got 100,000 people listening to our show every time we go on live, right? I did this for a few weeks. For a few weeks, I broke it down to people. If you got, some people got way more than this. If you got 5,000 people listening to a show every time you go on, you got to say, and that's your average, okay? You got to say, well, in 10 shows, how many listens is that? All right? You say, okay, that's how many listens in 10 shows, 20 shows, 30 shows, 40 shows. However you do the math, I'm just trying to make it simple, simple dimple. Simple dimple, man, simple like a pimple. All right? So you got to do the math on that. So now if you jump up and say 6,000, okay, and this is on average, and it don't come after one show or two show. You know what I mean? It come out monthly. So when it come out monthly, you say, damn, well, okay, so instead of 5,000, you done jumped up 6,000 listens per show every time you go on. Now, that's you got some shows where you're not going to hit that. You feel me? You got some shows where you're not going to hit that. You got some shows where you might get more, you might get less. Some shows you might not get nowhere near that, depending on the promo, if you normally do what you do, if you're inside primetime hour. You know, it's a lot of factors that go in that thing. Every show you might not get that maximum number. But when you total it all up, when you total it all up to the number of times that somebody has listened to that your show or your station, we all, you know, all your shows that you have done, that number is great. That number is over 100,000 listens. All right, that doesn't mean, see me, I don't put these type of things out there because, shit, yeah, that's good, that's great. That's a great accomplishment for us, man, and we love that fact. But we more about, we steady focusing on keep building, brick by brick, keep pushing, keep doing this, keep doing this. We still got to get, that's how we look at the game. We ain't going to never look at the game like, oh, shit, hell yeah, we could fall back. Even if we see something good, we still like, okay, and then we get right back to like, okay, what's the next move? Boom, what else we got on the board? All right, we need to get this together so we can put this project out. We got to get the Nation project done. Boom, we got to do this. We got to start the next kingdom. You know what I mean? Like, we right back to the jerking because, yeah, that's cool and shit, but we know what we after and we know the end prize. You feel me? We know the end goal. So, man, that's why I said, man, you just got to keep pushing, man.
keep doing what you do. You feel me, famo? When it comes to you and doing what you do, gang, keep doing what you do, man. I put the numbers out there because sometimes you do got to let people know certain things, and you do got to kind of show certain people. Like, I get opportunities to be, and I don't really like putting stuff out there, but I get opportunities to be in magazines in places I ain't even at. You see, I got an opportunity to be in a magazine in Dallas. I got an opportunity to be in a magazine in San Francisco. But all of them is based on people that's making the impact in their city. Now, if I was one of them cats and being like, hell yeah, I'm going to jump on that shit. Shit, I can get off in their city. They can see what I'm doing. But if you saying you covering people that's making the impact in your city, I don't stay in Dallas. I don't stay in San Francisco. I know some people who do. I can refer you to some people that I know of that I've been peeping at that you can need to go holler at because you covering people that's making an impact in your city. You feel me? So I'm not one of them type people like that. It's a difference. You know what I mean? A lot of people jump on that opportunity to get off into that fan base or get off into that market, right? So me, I'm like, shit, I know people from Dallas, so that's doing their thing. Why would I take that opportunity when you said y'all cover people who's making an impact in your city? I show love to y'all city. I show love to the artists, to the, man, we didn't, like I said, the hairdressers. We didn't have wrestlers from Dallas and around Dallas too, man. Y'all don't beat me up. You feel me? All kind of just different people from that area, man, and it came to the show doing what they do, man. We didn't have a heating and air conditioning person come to the show. My cousin, he came, his partner came. So it ain't that I don't feel like I'm making no impact in the city. I feel like I'm on the outside and I'm respecting what Dallas offer, what Dallas bring, how Dallas stand, how the city move. Like, you feel me? I feel like that's what you're supposed to do when you are real, when then you know what I mean? You got love for certain places or whatever, man. You're supposed to show that respect. But why would I take that opportunity? I'm not making an impact in that city, man. I'm on the outside showing love. You know what I'm saying? I show love because I like the culture. I like what they doing. I like how they move. I like how, you know, certain things go on and the shit they talk about. That's, I'm Southern by blood, so that's my type of shit. You feel me? So that's what I'm supposed to do. But a lot of people don't make, a lot of people won't do that. A lot of people won't do that, man. A lot of people have been jumped on that shit, been like, hell nah, man, they reached out to me. You feel me? So I'm going to jump on that. Me, I pass it up. I'll be like, shit, I'm good, man. But check this out. I'm going to send you some names and some links. Holler at these people or go check these people out and see what they got going on. And I send them names and them links to some people right in their damn city. You feel me? Like, located right in their city that's jerking and working. And I'll be like, if you didn't notice me, how the hell you not notice them? You feel me? But what that does, too, is that kind of cuts out local people, when I love connecting in with it, so you know, gotta understand where I'm coming from. But that cuts out people from their own cities getting overlooked for opportunities for people outside their cities. It's not an angry thing, but it's like you got people right in your city that's jerking. They might not be in the in crowd, or they might not be the one that's in everybody's face and all over this and that and that and that, but they still deserve that opportunity. So instead of reaching outside, and this go with a lot of big labels too, instead of reaching outside and doing that and changing somebody's life or helping somebody grow their brand, grow their awareness that ain't really from your city, how about take that much time, that much effort, look into your city? Look into your city.
And that's what we did.
But this is what I'm going to tell you, because it's a double side for me. I'm in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm going to keep it 100K. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been the cat around here that just rock with everybody, man. I was on the street and did my thing, right? So, you know what I mean? I will if it's mutual respect for the situation. But I don't chase none of these cats around this motherfucker, man. You feel me? I know how to move where I'm from. I show love to my city in my way. I carry my city on my shoulders with me everywhere I go. You dig? But far as in running around, chasing these cats and nah, man. I don't do none of that. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know my lane, and I stay in my lane and let a lot of them stay in their lane. You feel me? I'm old. I'm at the age I am. A lot of them is kind of some younger cats. Some of them a little bit older. But you got to understand your lane and your purpose. You feel me? But don't let none of that, famo. Don't let. We're getting ready to be pushing into a whole nother year. You dig? In 2021, man, we're going to let a lot of that shit go. We're going to leave it in 2021. when we push into 2022, man, and our focus and our vision gotta be, and it's just motivation. I can't control you. Like, I'm just saying, this motivation, man, gotta be on the motivation, the inspiration, and pushing forward for progression, man, getting that money, hitting that elevation, whatever it is we after. It's gonna be people that's gonna try to knock us all the time. You feel me? It's people who do great things. Hell, they dead, been dead for 50, 60 years. People still knock them. I'm glad you come. You know how we do it on Chop on the Radio, man. You got something to get off your chest, you can call in. We're going to let you get it out. We're going to let you pop your shit. We're going to let you get it off. You feel me? We're going to let you get it off your chest and let you express. You know what I'm talking about? And we have always done that, man. We done had some shows where shit done went down. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's petty, though. So, that's what it is, man. You know what I mean? So, but I appreciate you on that, though, Femo, man. You know, doing that, man. I know some other people want to get in. I'll get y'all next time. Oh, yeah, man. I get some people, man. I've had some other people in my inbox. We're going to do it again, man. We're going to let you come on, man, and clear your shit, man, or whatever you want to talk about. Even if you just want to clear the air or you want to get something off your chest, it ain't got to be nothing that got to do with us. It might be your coworker, or it might be whatever it is, man. You come on, express yourself. You feel me? I know Schooler, man. Big shout out to Schooler. He done came, Schooler done came on a couple times, and you know what I mean? Got shit off his chest. I done came on, got shit off my chest. What's the platform if it's supposed to be a voice of the people, if people can't come on and voice, you know, share that voice? You know what I mean? That's one of the main things, man. I try to encourage people, man, even artists too, man. When you come on these type of platforms and speak on different things, you know what I mean? Not just the same things, but like different things, you connect in with the audience and you connect in with the listeners in a way that maybe your music didn't, but that'll make them connect in with your music, because then they'll get to understand you a little bit better. They'll feel that connection with you a little bit more, and that's how it is. Fans, when fans see artists do interviews and stuff, and they go listen to them, they start feeling like a connection for them. Oh, man, I see him smoking backwoods, or, man, I see him drinking this, or, man, girl, I see him, she was looking, whatever it is, they lock on to that, and then, boom, they done made that connection. Yeah, they like the music, but now they done seen some or they done heard some to make that connection. Now they getting ready to be a part of your core demographics. That means whatever you do, they going to follow your shit. If your old shit is on Spotify, they going to follow you on Spotify. You got an interview session, and they know about it. They might not tune into it when it's live, but when it come across their eyes, they going to go read that shit. And that's what I tell folks about Chop on the Radio. Don't worry so much about who on the line at that time, because the numbers of the replays never stop growing. You dig? Because the shows can be replayed at any time, and some people, you know, be busy, can't do, you know, can't catch it right then and there, but they go hit them replays. And when they go replay the show, and they might be replaying the show while you doing something different. You might have did 100 moves since you didn't been on the show, but that replay still hitting. They still going to listen to it, just like YouTube videos. A lot of people try to mix up certain things, but, you know, Blog Talk platform been around for a long time, man. You just how you use it and what you use it for, you know what I mean? A lot of times back then, Blog Talk wasn't monetized, you know what I mean? Blog Talk is monetized now, you feel me? A lot of folks don't know that. Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know that or not, but Blog Talk is monetized now, so you can monetize, but we also air on Blueberry as well. You know what I mean? Blueberry is monetized. You know what I mean? So our Instagram, our IG is monetized. You know what I mean? So well, my IG is monetized. We got to get the Chop on the Radio Network page monetized. But the Mr. page, mine is monetized. You know what I mean? So I be telling folks, like, you know what I mean? It's cash that you just got to do what you do, man. And you just, and that's why I say brick by brick. Brick by brick, man. Everybody, I ain't at the top, you know what I mean, or nothing like that. I know where I'm going. We know where we're going. You feel me? Ain't better than nobody. But that's just the type of person I am. Okay, let's knock this out. Boom, we got that. Now let's knock this out. Boom, now that's jerking. Boom, boom, boom. We're going to keep building. We're going to keep building. Because then when we sit back and we can finally accomplish whatever we're trying to accomplish or whatever, you like, damn, shit, we did that. Let's go celebrate, y'all. Or let's get together. You know what I mean? Like, we did that. But that's what's in our DNA. As our culture and as our people, we have always took nothing and made it into something. That's where we come from. That's what our people come from.
when no matter if you believe however you believe the slaves got here, but our ancestors, that's where we come from, man. They was robbed of certain shit they had, so they had to end up making something out of nothing. And look how powerful that is in us right now. So, like I said, it's a lot of people who didn't build their shit from the ground up, man. From the ground up, no fake views, no fake likes, no fake none of that shit, no fake emails to fake people. They didn't actually build their shit, and it took them a little time, but shit started coming together. What folks are seeing now, man, is a lot of hard work that I ain't gonna say just now starting to come together, but it's growing like it's been doing, but it's just the growing is coming a little bit more rapidly now. But it's a lot of hard work, but that's just like a lot of people. You mentioned Dallas Chuck T. Big shout out to Dallas Chuck T. If you don't do your research, man, you can go do your research on Dallas Chuck T, man. Even if you go do the Chop on the Radio, when he came on Chop on the Radio and did the session, man, and you heard some of the people that called in and said what they said. You know what I mean? If you do your research on people, you see, man, people didn't put in work. You know what I mean? And to me, yeah, you can be a big-ass superstar. Cool. That's what's up, dog. You know, that's what's up. You know what I mean? That's what's up with it, man. But it don't matter if you is or you ain't. To me, real is real. Like I said, you can have all the money in the world and be the fakest ass damn person out there, or you can be the brokest person there is and be one of the most real person that say the most real shit every time. I talk to a lot of the people that stand out in front of the stores, you feel me, like the drunks, you know what I mean, the smokers and shit. I'm the type of nigga that talks to these people, you know what I'm talking about? So I'm a talker, man. I pull up to the liquor store or something, man, and it'd be people standing outside the liquor store down there on 9th and Grove in Wichita or 2-1 in Grove. You feel me? And, you know, people be standing out there petty. You know, shit, I pull up, man. What's that? Man, young blood, what's going on with your hair? Shit, I get to talk to them. What's good? And they always going to tell you some real shit. You feel me? Hey, man, let me get some change, man. I'm going here and get me a drink. Most niggas going to tell you, hey, man, I support you, but never don't. So you tell me who more won, huh? Yeah, at least he told me he needs some change so he can go in there and get him a drink so he can get fucked up. You got people who will tell you they support you, you'll never see the shit.
No.
So, you know what I mean? They ride around in cars and all this. So, you know, it's just life,
that's
man.
And that's what separates real from the fake. That's why I have to say what I have to say. And I know school wanted to say something and wanted me to stop me. But here's the thing that
but
Blue Fairy always
I don't want to be.
Here's the thing that,
I don't want to be like none of them cats that stand outside that liquor store. I got to put that out there. I don't want to be like none of them. I'm just going to put that.
Me neither.
Let's get this shit clear. I don't want to be out there.
Here's the coolest thing that my cousin, Bruce Berry, told me. He said, Sam, say that shit. Don't let nobody tell you to stop saying what you said. And say what you got to say. Get off your chest. You got to let some people know what's going on. Bruce told me that, and I miss my cousin. My cousin died on Christmas Day last year, people. And I miss that brother.
Yeah, man.
Every
that shit was sad,
day.
Man.
That hurt
man,
my
about,
Christmas message.
You talking about one of the hottest DJ and the After Hour King. You feel me?
Yes.
Just after, that was the After Hour King, man.
And you know what was sad about that is that I was in Wichita when that happened. And that hurt me to find out that my cousin was dead. I didn't know that he was. I knew he was sick. But I didn't know how sick he was.
But did you know about Kansas Chiefa, man? Shout out OG Kansas Chiefa. Rest in peace, Kansas Chiefa, man. And what's crazy about Kansas Chiefa, you know, that's Famo. He actually a part of Famo Nation. A lot of folks didn't know that. OG Kansas Chiefa is actually a part of Famo Nation and been a part of Famo Nation for a long since I first got to Kansas when we linked in. All right, so me and him, he even tried to plug me up with one of his cousins one time. You know, he tried to hook me up with or whatever. But me and him was chopping it up. We had been chopping it up. He was talking about coming to Muskogee. He was like, man, I got a female down there, man. Me and her been good or whatever. I'm going to come down that way. I told him, hell yeah, you come down here, we're going to get it in. A couple weeks went past. He was tuning into the shows. Every damn show. A couple weeks went past. I ain't hear nothing, man. Then I got a message from old girl, from the woman. And she was like, man, he passed away. And I was like, man, no shit, yeah, man. Rest in peace, OG Kansas Chiefa, man.
Yeah, that was shocking also, too. I mean, there's a lot of people that we have come across to.
I was looking at the message just the other day, man. He messaged me the day before. You feel me?
Man.
I'm down here in the O.
And see, Soldier, the reason for my message is that life is too damn short to be basically trying to take people down.
You're damn right. It's too short to be explained to folks, Petty. That's why I move now, man.
We have lost enough.
I died twice. You see?
Twice.
I was unresponsive
twice.
No, shit,
yes,
I did. I
was
unresponsive two times.
You were dead twice.
I was out of here.
And you know, Soldier, you know, the thing that I'm trying to tell
But now, all you motherfuckers listening and think that shit made me weak, I'm like the motherfucking Terminator, goddammit. I'm part Robo on your ass, dammit. It ain't do nothing but turn me up. I'm motherfucking the Mr. 5.80, you hear me? They done put RoboCop inside my ass. You better watch that. Shit, titanium.
And the thing, Soldier,
titanium.
And the thing, Soldier, what I was saying.
And you
got
me on the medical, man. You know I'm gonna get the client, everybody.
That basically likes to do that with that blow up. Stop. Because what you do,
we gotta cut the blow up out. We can reach with the shirts though.
Oh yeah, I gotta give you one of those.
Yeah,
too.
Man. We off the record, so you know it was a few people that was on the show. That, you know,
yeah.
I know why they be tuned in listening, so I ain't want to say certain things because they was on. I'm going to keep it 100K. I know who they is, but, you know, but they off the show. So, yeah, man, we got some shirts to get ready to come. We got the whole Blow Up Bowl shirts coming. We got the No Blow Up Lifestyle shirts that's going to come. The Keep It Jerking, Keep It 100K. We got that shit because, look at this. When we say No Blow Up or the Blow Up Bowl, if you get put in the Blow Up Bowl, now that means that your ass is on Blow Up. That means you are a Blow Up person. That's not a good thing. You know what I mean? That means that your ass either be
capping. Oh, I thought that was the football game
we're going to
do.
That means
I thought that was
going to
be the football game.
Go ahead.
We call it Blow Up. I thought that was going to be the football game that Stephon the Phenom wanted to set up. We could call it the Blow Up Bowl.
Yeah,
on that football game, like you said, you ain't playing. You just call the game.
I ain't getting out there playing that shit. Yeah, nah. I'm going to be in the fans with the chicks. Yeah, I'm going to be in the fans with
the
women. Okay, what's this talking about,
you're going to be in the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
you're going to be in the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's
why I love going to Dallas, though. Whew. Man. You feel
me? Man, that is...
Boy, I do not be wanting to leave for something about it, man. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm a short cat.
I'm very powerful. It's something that Sweet Tea at Whataburger that be making that ass. It's something that Sweet Tea at Whataburger that be making that ass. Oh, they're rotund.
There's one thing I can say, though. Them thick-ass women, them big-ass women, and them older women, fuck them younger chicks, and them mountain lions, some people call them cougars. I say mountain lions. Damn,
I call
you
them
damn
pumas.
Right, you better watch your grandma.
I call them.
You better watch
I call
your
them
damn grandma and your auntie.
Panthers.
God damn it. Because for some
Panthers.
Reason, them motherfuckers love my little ass. And my little ass fuck around and be fucking your auntie, man. I be fucking your auntie, man. Yeah, she'll be on the show. I'll be on. Hey, this
have
is Auntie
jerking.
Lee.
Have her ass jerking.
She'll be on the show, man. I'm just telling you.
Jerking.
I tame mountain lions. I tame mountain lions, dog. I'm just keeping that 100K with you. I tame mountain lions around here, so you feel me? Yeah, mate.
But
I got some mountain lions. But I'm just saying, though, you know.
Yeah,
you got to live life, man. You got to enjoy that shit, man.
You got to live life,
you feel
man.
Me? Yeah. I almost
it's like,
got raped
for everybody.
Guys,
for everybody that
is my cousin
going to
let me get raped, too.
Enough.
See this nigga here, man. Yeah, I'm a little
shit.
Guy.
You
know he's big. Man, you know the chick was bigger than me, man. I could not get away. You see me? I ain't want to punch
I know
on
he was trying to do.
You know
he was trying to baby D you.
I ain't gonna punch
he was trying to pull the crank and he was trying to baby D you. He was trying to baby D you.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. She got her own, you know, she doing a thing. You feel me? She doing a thing, but
like I said, man, you know, for my size player, I ain't 6'2", I ain't 6'1", none of that shit like that. You did.
You a little guy.
I'm strong.
You a little guy.
Yeah, I'm strong like a motherfucker. Yeah, you did. But
like
the thing is, when it comes to women, for some reason, them big women, man, not necessarily even big women, the thick women, man, older women and shit like that, man, for some reason, they love my little ass, man. And some of them are aggressive. That's what I found out. Them damn mountain lions, nigga, they are fucking young chicks. Them mountain lions are aggressive, nigga. They know exactly what
gorillas.
They want. You better give it to them, nigga. And when you done, nigga, they going to fix you a sweet potato pie. You have your sweet potato pie, some ham hocks. Yeah, some cabbage or some shit, nigga. I eat all that shit. You feel me? I'm from country. I eat all that. They fuck around, have you some fish or something. Some fried fish, nigga. You
ain't
that they ain't like them. Man, if you
ain't
never
like
had a mountain lion, I ain't saying cougar, nigga. You got your cougars and you got your mountain lions, nigga.
Yeah,
if you ain't never had a mountain lion, nigga, you missing that player. Yeah,
that
it's some fine,
well,
it's some fine mountain lions. And Texas got some fine ass mountain lions and cougars, like I said, man. His grandma's down there. I was like, man, why the fuck are we up here working on this roof on this AC unit? Let's take a break. Man, it was like 10 of them just walked in the Salvation Army. They all working. Man, let me off the roof. Let me get out of here, man. Let me go down here for a second. Let me take a break. You know, that's when we was working at the... We was redoing the Salvation Army up there in Dallas. Man, I forget which one it was. That motherfucker was big, though. People in and out that hole, you know what I mean? You know, talking about people in and out that hole, you know what I mean, or whatever, man. But it was some bad chicks, and we had to redo their freezer. Some bad chicks, man. I'm like, I'm going to let my kid fall like Famo. Look, man, you see that? He like, oh, yeah, man. I already got a number. You got a number, nigga. What about the homegirl, though? I'm trying to get the homegirl number. I can't get her if I'm up here holding tall buckets and AC and supplies and all this fucking shit. They let me jump down the ladder. Let me go pop my shot off, man. And I'm down here on vacation. I'm down here for a couple months. I'm trying to lay up.
Cock blocking.
Yeah, I got the burner. I got the, you know, we protected. But shit, I'm trying to lay up, man. I come today, I'm cut something, man. Shit,
right.
Man, it was everywhere, man. Look,
but you know,
I think
like
it was Hall's,
said, man.
Was it Hall's? I think it's called a place down there called, I think it's Hall's Chicken, I guess. I don't know. One of the places, man, they put extra seasoning on it.
Hall's Chicken.
I almost died. I ain't going to lie to you. I almost died. You know what I mean? Because I can't do shit like that because of the blood pressure and that type of shit. So I didn't know, man. I'm like, shit, I'm going to eat at every chicken spot. So they cooked the chicken. Once the chicken got done cooked, they put it in a, you know, a little tub thing, and they pour seasoning on it like that, then they give it to you and get a pickle and some more shit. I'm fucking this shit up. You know what I mean? Man? I'm fucking that shit up. And that's what the fuck almost happened, nigga. I almost fucking died. But that's how I met this one chick. The one chick seen me in a car and shit, you feel me? She came over there and helped us out and helped me out and shit like that. Boom.
Uh-huh.
But check this out. It was a whole bunch of chicks out there, right? Some of them young and shit. She was a mountain lion.
Ooh.
She was a mountain lion. We went to the little taco spot after the club one night. We went to the taco spot. No, that was after the Red Grant comedy show. We went
Red
to
Grant
the
show?
Taco spot. Huh?
Yeah, the Red Grant comedy show down there?
Yeah, when Red Grant did the comedy show down there. I was down there, man, so we did that, and when we left there, we went to some taco shop. All right, man, it's a whole bunch of young chicks. You know me. I'm looking at them. I'm trying to show them a little swag and shit. You know, I'm with niggas from Dallas, so I'm like, yeah, I'm doing what they do. You feel me? I'm just getting me one of these hoes. Man, it wasn't none of them. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say it wasn't looking with me, but this shit, nigga, they wasn't worried about me. My cousin got a fucking Corvette. So, nigga, I'm in the passenger side of Corvette, so I'm already with one strike against me. I ain't fuck, nigga.
Right.
Did you have to drive the vet tonight, nigga? Tonight did we have to be in the vet, nigga? Why not the old school? But anyway, nigga, so, you know, he get all the pussy. But he ain't getting that goddamn motherfucking mountain lion pussy, though. I'm going to keep it 100K.
Mountain lion pussy.
Nigga, I was nigga. Nick, I got a phone book full. Got the mountain lions on deck. Look, I know this down there. Look, she cool as shit too. I know some of the own little shops.
You know what I'm talking about? Got a little some businesses. You know what I mean? Some of them got some little packages, some insurance and shit. Yeah, man. I told you I was supposed to go south, and I took my ass north. I was never supposed to go to Wichita and live in Wichita. I was supposed to go to Dallas. You see, I got Annie down there, man. Like, my Annie, my Annie's big business down there. She had hands, you know, I told you. Matter of fact, she got a award for one of the community colleges down there. She helped plan certain events for them and stuff. And she had hands with the Redbird Mall. No petty if you know about the Redbird Mall, but she has, like, some business-type hands in with the Redbird Mall.
She's a
millionaire. You feel me? Like, she's on that level. She did a thing, man. She was real humble. Come from right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. But after she got out of college, moved to Dallas. My uncle was the fire chief of the Dallas fire. I think it was a DFW, whatever the one is. But he was the fire chief. Yeah, so like when the Mavericks had basketball games and stuff like that, like he was a fire chief. That was, my uncle was a fire chief.
Yeah, basically enforcing the fire codes and stuff too.
Yeah, that was
that's real. You know, people like that you have in your life.
And he retired. He did that shit all the way till he retired too. So you know, like I said,
that's
all my life was in my and they had one son, which is my cousin, my famo. And all my life when I was little, for summers, that's where I went. I went to Dallas, you know what I mean? And I kicked it in Dallas. I grew up, you know, in the summers down there in Dallas and shit like that. But I was never supposed to go. I was never supposed to take my ass to Wichita. I ain't had no business going to Wichita, Nick. I was supposed to go to motherfucking South because I believe the type of soul I have, how I am, I believe I'm Southern to the core anyway. I'm Southern. But I believe I belong in Southern states. I don't believe I belong in northern states or Midwest states. I believe I belong in the South.
No, that was the same way I felt when I moved from.
Some reason God put me here.
Yeah, that's the way I felt when I moved from Kansas City and went up to upstate New York with my uncles in the military, and we were coming back to Kansas. I thought I was coming back home. No, I ended up in Wichita.
Yeah.
And being in Wichita, went back and forth. And with everything that
first
I have
first time I got on a plane was in Dallas. I'd never been on a plane until I was to Dallas. I flew to Dallas, flew out of Dallas. That was the first time in my life I ever rode a plane. I was scared of planes.
The first time I ever got on a plane was from Wichita.
How they treated me, though? Do you know how they treated my ass, though, man? They treated me like I was a shit. They treated me like I was a damn terrorist, man. I told my damn cousin, man. We blew big in the car all damn day. I'm like, man, you know, I gotta go to the airport, man. You know this. He like, ah, nah, man, don't even worry about Kemp Hope.
When you walk through TSA and you go through the metal detectors and stuff too, they do detect that you have some type of liquid on your hand. I know this,
man,
but they did this shit.
Look,
they did this shit to me while going to San Diego.
They did everything but strip my
twice.
Ass down. You did. Then they called like eight other day homeboys over there, pulled me to the side.
Uh-huh.
I took everything out of my bag. They had some special kind of James Bond wipes. They wiped on some Matrix shit, nigga. They wiping my hands, testing my hands, testing the inside of my shoes, testing the inside of my bag. I'm nervous as shit. Like I said, I'm scared to death. Airplanes. I've never been to the inside the airport that close. I've always took people
airport
to the
security?
Airport, but I never got that close. Nah, I never got that close. So, and plus I know they shoot black folks. So my hand, my hand straight up in the air. The black dude like, hey, man, you put your hands down. I said, hell nah, man. I said, I don't know how this goes. I don't know what's going on. I said, but I'm going to keep my hands in the air. He like, well, man, you know, people watching it. I said, nah, man, I said, is it okay if I just keep my hands in the air? He like, that's cool, but you can put them down and play. I'm like, nah, I'll keep them in the air. So I got my hands in the air, man. It's like eight of these motherfuckers over here. They went through everything in my bag, did all of that type shit, man. All because I forgot I had a do-rag in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I got back to Wichita. When I got back, look, they broke the zipper on my bag and shit. So when I had then I had to hurry up and stuff all my shit in there because they was bored and the shit was getting ready to close. So I'm hurrying up, throwing all my shit in there. My shit rolled back where they put your luggage at.
My shit rolled back wide open. Did nothing come up stolen out of my bag or nothing like that. Everything was there, even the little money I hid in there, still there. But my bag rolled back wide open. When I got back, I called my Femo, like, hey, Femo. He's like, hey, man, how'd it go, man? So, you know, I said, look, player, for the next 10 years, I will never go inside a motherfucking airport again, eh? He said, why? I said, nigga, I thought I was going to die. He said, nigga, you tripping, nigga, Kimfo, you tripping. I said, nigga, they treated me like I was a terrorist or something, man. Mm-hmm. He said, huh? I said, man, you had me in there. We smoking. We ran all these damn heat and air conditioning gases, different gases you use to do this, nigga. I'm working in, nigga, they thought I had some shit on me. They put all my shit on blast in front of people.
Yeah,
put my little stripper suit. Look, I had to show them. They showed my little stripper suit and shit. Man, people ain't supposed to see that shit,
wow,
man. That shit I do with the ladies, man. They ain't supposed to see that shit, man.
We're motherfuckers, man. But
that's
what they do,
man. I had motherfuckers on the airplane looking at me like, that's that little nasty little nigga right there, man. That's how they look
like. That's
that
little nasty motherfucker right there.
I seen them oils they pulled out of your bag, nigga. You damn right, nigga. I will oil her ass down. Goddamn right. Have her like a glazed hand, nigga. I don't fuck around. Yeah, I come from that era, you dig?
The story.
The airport in Dallas,
that,
man,
you know,
scared
you
the
tell,
shit out of me for life.
Yeah,
they need to
the
pay me
you
as a
tell,
check, man. I need to go tell them I got mental problems or some shit behind that, man. They owe me a check, man.
Yeah, you got some PTSD off of that. And they did that shit to me. I was going to a friend's wedding.
I show up and say that
San Diego.
Shit, man. They're going to put me in a crazy house.
I went to San Diego for my friend's wedding.
But it happened.
And I had went outside to smoke, right? Now, lucky for me, there was a flight delay because it rained all the way in Wichita.
Yeah,
babe,
we
kind of
been
on the
for a minute. I didn't know this shit.
Yeah, and all this stuff, too. I go through airport security. They're like, come with us, sir.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, have a liquid and stuff. It's like, dude, I just went outside to smoke a cigarette. Well, now that I do travel by plane, if I go outside and smoke, I make sure I go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I don't put a hand sanitizer on because they can detect the liquid. There'll be alcohol on your hands. So I wash my hands
with
soap at all fucking times.
Nobody
and
gave me no pointers, no tips, or
no.
Nothing. I was the only nervous
That's
ass nigga in the whole airport. Yeah, because my
and
biggest
go,
thing
go,
is if I get up there and it crash, what the fuck am I going to do? I can swim, nigga. I can be on a yacht. I can swim like a fish. You hear me? I can swim like a fish, you did, but I can't fly. You know what I'm talking about? I can't fly,
right,
man.
I ain't Superman.
They're not gonna show me. They're not gonna show me where they keep them damn parachutes at. You dig?
Hell
about
no,
time I fuck up the right person to find out, I'm gonna go down. So that's what I was always scared of. But when I got on that hole, man, I was like, oh shit, okay. Okay, but I also think all of that type shit, man, because not too long after that, that's when I had my heart attacks and shit, man, and my old ticker gave out. Oh, man, you did. But I look at things a lot different, man. You know me before that situation with me and the hospital stuff happened, and you know me now, man. I'm more calmer now than I've ever been in my life. It's a lot of things I don't even really get involved with, man. I speak my piece because I'm always keeping 100K, you did, because like I said, man, a lot of people let this fame and stuff make them feel like they real, and that's their choice. I mean, that's them. They can do that. You know what I mean? I don't never claim to be something that I'm not. I got my respect out here on the streets from putting hands on people, you know what I mean, kicking people ass and shit. Then as I got older, I started hustling and started doing things like that, but I was like, what, 19 when I started really like hustling, but me and my name on my streets and my hood and my community and my city was from fighting. You feel me? From fighting. And I understand niggas out and did that type of shit. We wasn't shooting and killing people. We was putting hands on your ass. You know what I'm saying?
We jumped out the car
wash and they get run up on you, put hands on you, beat you down, punch you down. So, but
you know, we catch you at church
right
with your ass
from,
of the Bible.
Yeah.
God bless you.
But I look at it like this. That's why a lot of people, my nickname is Pac-Man, so a lot of people still call me Pac-Man, but that part of me died. You feel me? Like, when I was on there, man, that part of me died. So, you mean, it's the mister, man. I was the mister before that, but it's because of the mentality. It's because of the what I understand and what I value now.
You feel me? What I value now, man, and what I value now is things that's real. The bullshit is the bullshit.
I value life.
Fuck the bullshit.
I value life.
And I'm always, even on social media, man, you see me post certain things. Yeah, you know, feel me? Social media is a circus, man. And I feel like either you're a ringleader or you're a clown. Yeah, either you're the ringleader or you're the clown. You dig? And I choose to be the ringleader. Yeah, I'd rather be the ringleader.
You know, I keep it real with my social media. And what I said tonight, I didn't want
to
put on social media.
I might say some crazy shit. I post crazy shit on there.
You know why I didn't want to say put on social media? It's because people like to take shit and like to share it. So I was like, nah.
Right.
When I saw that, I was like, let me come on at 9 o'clock. I'll give them the smoke on a platform.
Yeah.
To people who don't know me. People who know me and people don't know me.
That's what I said all the time. You got to keep pushing because with me. Now, if I just told you, you know, with me, man, I got my name from fighting and whooping on people. Of course, some of the people still here, that was their cousins or brothers and uncles, boyfriends and shit like that. So they ain't going to really just rock with the nigga who used to punch down their goddamn big brother or punch down their boyfriend or whatever. And I'm cool with that. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You feel me? It's we all still here. We blessed to be here right now. Things can happen. If you can make them right, make that shit right. And then get back to pushing. Because if you leave that shit unturned, that shit going to always follow you. It's going to always follow you. It's going to always be in your heart. It's going to always be in the back of your mind. Like, damn, man, I had a chance to make that right. And I chose not to. So make that shit right on whatever level you got to. But far as in pushing and accomplishment, man, fuck them, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got a saying, shout out Straight Shot. YL Dallas, my famo, man. He got a saying, fuck them. And that's just what it is, man. Like, make it right. Like I said, make it right. Don't be on no shiesty shit, all of that type shit. Hey, you no longer, when you on certain levels, you no longer have to really explain yourself about certain shit. You on certain platforms, we talk about it because good content, good entertainment, and it's keeping it 100K. And like, I put myself in person because I be wanting people to know I ain't one of these fake cats out here. Shit, I'm going to tell you about me. I'm going to tell you about me before the next person lie about me. You feel me? So I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm going to tell you I'm really from the bottom. That's my story, though. That don't mean that I'm better than nobody. I'm just telling you, hey, this is me. A lot of people don't, and then they get rich, they get famous, or they blow up, and then you be like, damn.
And they forget.
I didn't know this
cat
really. I didn't know this cat really liked to dress up like a woman.
Young
Thug. I've been rocking with this nigga. I done got into it with my homeboys at the domino game at the spade table because they was talking shit about you, nigga. We almost had the lock in the yard. And then come to find out your ass do like you were dressing like, you see what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga.
Right.
They gonna know, nigga, I'm third row. You feel me? I'm third row. You can't look on my background and find no blemishes, nigga. I ain't never been on no paperwork. You see, I did what I did. I did it smooth and I did what I had to do. But I had to learn, man. You grow up, you mature, and you learn certain things in your life, man. And when that situation happened with me when it came to medical, and that situation happened, wasn't nothing going on in my life as far as nobody was trying to kill me, but it made me realize, man, all that type of shit, man, that shit ain't going to do nothing but ultimately lead to you killing your damn self if you let it, or making something inside your body fuck up if you let it. Fuck all that shit. Say what you got to say. Get it out your system, because holding it in is bad. Get it out. Say what you say. Get it out. And then keep it pushing. If a motherfucker don't like it,
tonight,
that's on them.
That's how I felt tonight.
Yeah.
I said, let me get this out. No interruptions. Let me get this out. Because I don't want to be
go,
judged.
Man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. Come on, do it.
I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged. I'm already judged enough. And the only person that can judge me is God, and God himself. And that's how it is.
Came in 100K. Shit, man, everything good.
I always tell people, God does not bless the deceitful. Never has, never will.
That's true.
I made one, it was a mistake that happened, but it was something that was out of my control. I can't dictate what other people do. I have to basically control the narrative. And by me doing what I had to do in July to protect what happened in October, a lot of people don't understand that. And I had to clarify it again.
Femo, We got to make sure we take, we got to make sure we have us in some of these places, because a motherfucker couldn't have ran off with my shit, because then we would have stopped you. We would have stopped your car. You feel me?
He's
not going to go down.
And I ain't run off with nobody.
Look, not you. I'm just saying, we nice guys. We all about peace and everything like that. But you try to run off on the bread. No, it's not going to go down like that. We give a fuck where we at. We're going to all die together. Fuck it. It's just going to be the fucking day today.
And what I've learned,
ain't niggas ain't tough, but niggas got to get back home. You feel me?
But I believe, too, man,
sometimes you got a lot of haters out there, man, but depending on who you mix with, depending on where you go, depending on how you move, your mindset, your energy is going to determine a whole lot of shit. And for the most time I've spent in, like, I can only speak for the time I've spent in Texas, Dallas, and Arkansas, Little Rock, Conway, Kansas, and Wichita, and Oklahoma. You did. That's the only places I lived there for lengthy periods of time in my life, and got love for them places like they my homes. So that's the only things I can speak on is my experience from being in them places. But that's one of the biggest things that I learned. Like, man, don't be where you ain't supposed to be. Keep your nose out of shit that don't really involve you. Keep it 100K and learn how to move, you know what I mean? So when you start putting your nose in other people's business, or when you start getting on some weirdo shit, or you start out here trying to do people wrong and shit, that's when you're going to find what you're looking for.
And that's where I was trying to tell
homeboy. I've always been a fly under the radar type person. And I tell people in my personal life, folks, how small Muskogee is, it ain't, you can't grab a handful of people. That's five people. You can't grab five people in the city and they tell you exactly what the fuck I do in my personal life. I've always been that type of person because I got an uncle who's in the Army, man, and he I don't know if he got a problem, but he kind of told us that type of shit, but he was always like he was running from somebody or some shit. I don't know what the nigga did. But anyway, I got that from him. And I never, it's nobody, when I was married, of course, my wife, but even outside of my wife, nobody knew what the fuck I did in my personal life. That's why I don't pop up everywhere, man. I know what I've done and I know where I'm going, but I just move different. And you just see the journey, you dig? I be outside like a motherfucker, but you just don't see me because I move different. I might be in the car with a chick or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I might be seeing you. You just might not be seeing me.
And this is where I tell people,
I might be in the car with your auntie. I might be in the car with your bitch. Look, I'm actually keeping it 100K. I might be in the car with some of your aunties out here in the city, and they might see you and be like, no, my nephew's going to see us. And I'll be like, okay, well, let's just sit here and watch him. When he gets up, I'm just keeping it 100K. I don't be on no blow-up.
Right.
But that type of shit happens. I be outside. That's why I say, bro, with bro, man, I don't. It ain't that I don't pop up at certain shit. Man, we you know, you get older. Certain shit ain't beneficial.
It ain't beneficial, man.
You get tired. It's a difference between having fun and wasting your time. It's a difference between being entertained and wasting your time. I ain't finna just keep popping out at all these people, different people events. I ain't making no money. I ain't getting nothing that I'm doing is progressing by me doing this. I could be at home writing the script for the audio play, or I could be doing this, I could be doing this. Yeah, I'm going to pop out every now and again and show love and respect, but I can't pop out like that because
I can't be everywhere.
Age that I am, where I'm at in my life, shit got to make sense.
It's like this,
and that's why
I'll
be understanding. Everybody be like, man, you got to pop up. You got to pop up to support. And you'd be like, well, damn, I be seeing a lot of artists pop up at other people's events that I never see them actually ever get on.
Yeah, and that's the narrative. That's the narrative that has to be changed.
Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. And fuck whoever doing that type of shit. That's how I say.
Yeah,
that type of shit, you all fuck you, man.
And this is the shit that I'm on. If you pop up in my event and you support
somebody, but I ain't no dirty one. You dig? I ain't one of them type of promoters. But it's some fuck boy ass promoters out there, man.
And if you show up at an event that somebody's on of mine, and you supporting, I'm gonna reach out to you because something tickled your fancy. You got interest.
I'm a street cat, man, that got it. I'm a street cat, man. Yeah, you know, all of us rap and freestyle and do all that shit. I tell folks, I'm not no rapper, man. I ain't no rapper. I ain't no, you know, I became a radio personality and a radio host and shit like that. Nigga, I'm from the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like I was
right.
Like my bro, them, they was the one rapping and performing and doing that shit. Nigga, I done been on stage with them like a hype man with Nappy Roots and shit like that. But nigga, after the show, nigga, I'm like, nigga, we should go. You know, I gotta go drop these packs. I gotta go do this. I gotta go do that. I gotta go make these runs. That's what I was on. I tell folks all the time, I'm just one of them people, man, that I love to read, I love to research, and I study everything. I watch people. I love watching people and study people, not because it's some creepy shit, it's because you learn a lot about life, man. You learn a lot about life, man. You learn a lot of, you can learn how to move, you can learn new things, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But this is something I always had a passion in, but because I was in the streets, I didn't never had the time to really do that. To where what I was doing in the streets wouldn't interfere with what I'm doing right now. There's no way I could be on the radio show doing what I'm doing right now with what I was doing in the streets. They'd have been to kick those in, and they, y'all have probably heard that shit on live. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
You, but after all of that, you grow and you learn. And you learn that, okay, man, this shit ain't worth it. I got an 8-year-old baby girl. You feel me? And that baby girl mean everything. My boys, all my boys that got out of high school, I got one that's in college. My 8-year-old baby girl, that's my everything.
Right.
So everything,
see,
that I,
you know,
everything that I do, got to make
for
sense.
For her. For her.
Fuck who don't like
me,
it. Yeah.
I don't
fuck
have
don't like
children.
It. Fuck who don't care.
But I have,
whatever.
I have nieces and nephews. And, you know, I just got to talk to my sister through Texas while we're on here. My 13-year-old niece just lost one of her best friends, got killed, shot.
Mm.
And told my sister I will reach out to my niece tomorrow because my niece is not able to sleep. And
yeah.
I look at my niece and nephews like my kids. They are my kids because, shit, that's my damn blood. And when people try to, when I had to say, it's like I'm protecting what I built. My family depends on this. And it's just not my immediate family. Look, I took a break to basically help my mom. My mom's sick.
Right, right.
I'm going to move my mom's up here from Wichita along with my two younger sisters. I'm going to move them up here because I need to have my entire family with me.
That's why I said, man,
when I say fuck this entertainment shit, because when you attack me, you attacking my family. And when you attack my family, all lines are crossed. Ain't no coming back. And when that asshole and his wife disrespected my little brother who's in the hospital with COVID and sickle cell, and 2 years before that, I seen my brother on his deathbed. He survived 2 strokes and a heart attack. And now you feel with COVID and sickle cell? Oh, hell no, you motherfuckers want to laugh? Oh, no. You crossed the line. So all these pent-up feelings, I've had this for a while. And now that I have everything coming up with this new big platform, it's time to basically let everything out. I got it all to let it be known. Yep. Ain't nobody stopping a goddamn thing in 2022. If you try to, I'm going to run
forward.
Your ass over. I'm
start
going to
that
run
shit
you over.
Right now.
Now.
Start that shit right now.
I started it right
we gonna
now.
We're going to wrap it up, though, Petty, because we've been over. But, yeah, man, you know, we gonna get it again, man. Like I said, I had some people that was tuning in earlier and wanted to, you know, pop their shit. But I'm going to get y'all back in, too, man. Big shout out, man, to everybody. You know, we just keep it 100K, man. It's the number one drug portal, man.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't better than nobody, but we us. We just keep it 100K, man. A lot of things I do put in personal life because I can't speak from nobody else really experienced, man, on certain things but my own. You feel me? So that's why I don't get into certain things, man. A lot of people business ain't my damn business. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really speak on certain shit, but when it comes to me, I will. And I'm a very open person when it comes to certain shit like that. But none of you niggas, I ain't open with my damn relationship, nigga. I'm going to let you niggas know that shit. I ain't in one now, but when I do... Nigga, watching all you niggas, feel me? But anything, but hold on, Teddy, because we got to wrap it up. But the thing is, we gonna always,
it's going to always be somebody that's going to feel a different type of way about the things that we do, how we do it, the falls we take. We might mess up, mistakes, whatever it is, man. But ultimately, if we know what we're doing and we're doing it out of our heart, man, for the right reasons, keep feeding that energy, keep pushing, man. Keep picking yourself up if you got to. Dust yourself off, man. Come back harder and smarter. You feel me? They tell you you want to ultimately not work harder, but you want to work smarter. I don't necessarily agree with that. You dig? I feel like as you get smarter, that's going to allow you to work harder. You know what I mean? As you get smarter, that's going to allow you to work harder. So work harder. Keep learning. Keep learning. Keep researching. Keep researching things you need to do in your lane, things you can add in, things you can incorporate. Big shout out Dallas Tuck T, man. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to put the links and stuff out there, man. Y'all will be catching him on the Chop on the Radio business page, man, on Google, man. So once it get done, once that thing drop on there, y'all already know y'all going to catch him on that. We got a new magazine coming up right now, man. We got a little debate going over the name of it. We're not coming back with Underground Heat Cover Magazine. But we do got something with Cover Underground Heat Cover Magazine, and I'm gonna say this real quick. All right, so we're gonna be running a little promotion type thing for certain artists and certain people, even people that be buying the promotion packages. We're gonna do that because we got people that, you know, buy the promotion packages and stuff too. So with the Underground Heat Cover Magazine is gonna actually team up with Chop on the Radio, and that's what we're gonna use that for, to promote people that way with the same magazine style, so you'll still be able to get on covers. The Underground Heat Cover Magazine is a cover magazine, so you'll get on your covers. You won't find, you know what I mean? That's what you'll get with that. With this other magazine, man,
I got a name for that platform. What do y'all always say y'all be doing? Jerking.
Call
that shit jerking.
Yeah, man. We gonna get it together, man, and put it out there because it's already laid out and everything ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, for everybody that is going to get featured off in there, people are going to be able to buy them, order them straight from the site, man, straight from them. They ain't going to have to worry about going through us and nothing like that. I know a lot of people feel more comfortable going through companies and them type of things. So, man, it's a great opportunity. We're going to do it. Like I said, we've put out our own magazine before, too. Well, we put out two copies, two issues before we pulled back. But we did it just to make sure we could do it. You feel me? We did it just to make sure we could do it so we could come back and touch it. Yeah, to come back and touch it when it was time to come back and pick it up. But we had to learn the knowledge. We had to learn how to do it, how to design it, how to edit it, how to put it in there, how to make it. We had to learn that. So if we did say, okay, well, we ain't got time to do this right now, but we can pay somebody to do it, they can't fuck us because we know what you're supposed to be doing. Or when it's time for us to come back and bring that move back into what we're doing, we already know how to do it. It's time to hit the floor and run it. Just so happened this opportunity came and gave us full control to take over the magazine and run the magazine how we see fit with these issues, and we got 12 issues that we're going to drop and we're going to do. And y'all know we love spacing shit out so everybody can soak up as much awareness as possible. So we're going to space them shits out. But we're going to bring some artists in. We're going to feature a lot of people, man. So big shout out. Dallas Tuck T will be off in that as well, man. So y'all definitely stay tuned. A lot of moves. We got to bring your energy, man. So force on minimum. Four artists max. We're going to book four artists max. And what it is, we're going to come on the show, we're going to party, man. You're going to bring your four songs, they're going to bring their four songs. It ain't everybody going against each other. We're going to bring that shit together, man, right here on Chop on the Radio, man. We're going to party on air. You did. We're going to match energy, create a bigger energy, and we're going to show every damn body, man.